Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Everybody, welcome to the jungle. I hope y'all heard that. This is the jungle. I'm learning more and more every day that Macon National is not the only jungle that exists. This whole grudge racing thing is turning out to be just that, nothing but a jungle. Oh my goodness, y'all. If y'all out there that's not familiar with all the wild animals and howling wolves and running rats and bat-flipping monkeys that has been happening in the last couple of days, you just don't know what y'all have missed. Good God Almighty. Welcome to the Monday Night Show. Again, this is Jay Barnes. I got, I'm still holding, being held hostage by Cold Killer. I got to show up and be present, you know, so here I am. And I want to kind of get into the action. At this point, I'm hoping and seeking out to see. I got a little information I want to give out. You know, I got my topics that I want to hit on tonight is concerning promotions, promoters, and tracks. You know, there's a constant battle between promoters, there's a constant battle between tracks, and now there's battle between promoters and tracks. And the question is, do there any allowances stand? Is anybody that's in the grudge game is going to work together to make this thing go? You know, I don't know, but I want to get this part out of the way. You know, that we got some events coming up. Let's get to the events that just passed. We had one, you know, we had Atomic Dogs race in Texas. I heard it was a spectacular race, one that was meant for the record books. I was told it was over 300 and something cars, and it was definitely a race that should be mentioned when it comes time to say the event of the year. Atomic Dog show, y'all know, come on Thursday night, so make sure you check it out. I'm not going to give all the details of it. I'm going to say that for him, but Atomic Dog show was off the chain. Also, Big Clark in Lena, Mississippi, I think it was, had a show Sunday that Big Clark said was an excellent turnout. They rocked the grudge racing world, some upsets and some support. Now, But this is the thing that I want everybody to pay attention to. I want to give a shout out to Louisiana. Louisiana is doing what they're supposed to do. Louisiana this weekend represented at two different events. They had races to travel not only to Texas but also to Mississippi and to support, and that's what we are looking for. That's something that we should be trying to get a model that everybody should be trying to follow. Hold on, I can't talk because somebody's trying to tell me something. Oh, yeah. For y'all who don't know, I'm sorry, I said Thursday at Big Clark Show. I apologize. Atomic Dog Show is tomorrow night. I don't want to give all the information, but Atomic Dog, please call in and give some highlights. And but going back to say that, you know, Atomic Dog Show was one for the record books, was what I was told. But going back to Louisiana, standing up, Louisiana sent racers to two states. Louisiana is the model that good racers should be. They are supporting. They have been supporting. Everybody have talked about the Louisiana races have said that they support 110%, and they don't mind when they show up. They go to work not only in the grudge racing side, but also they're good. If you need some help, they there to help you to organize, you know, those guys. And you know, Louisiana is represented by Boomer, and Boomer. Or you're going to get backhands. And this weekend, King Scuba off the trailer, knee deep in the Big Nut. I'm sorry, Big Nut. Big Nut drives big block with multiple guns. Scuba with a small block, single gun. King Scuba is still reigning as king. But check out Boomer on Wednesday night, and he'll give you a little more details about that. Now, also, I heard a little talk up in Morocco, Indiana. For y'all that don't know, Preacher Boy, for y'all that don't know, Preacher Boy, the only thing bigger than his car is his ego. And Preacher Boy tried to punk out Terrio and gave Terrio the break. And the last thing he seen was his taillights. And Preacher Boy go down to Terrio up in Morocco, Indiana, at 41. Now, Terry, at 41, y'all may know, can come on and give us a little insight to that. Moving right on down the list, we got another man that we're going to get on in a little bit. He's seeking to be the governor of Indiana. Now, you know, anytime a man want to run for a position, he got to have somebody to contend against. He got to answer the questions. He got to be put to the test. So in a little bit, we'll have a new, person running for the governor of Indiana. And when I say that, I'm going to say this. Grudge Inc. is on the move, you know, and that we are accepting all grudge racers. No matter who your friends are, who your enemies are, you can be a part of Grudge Inc. And if Grudge Inc. as a whole is going to Texas to hang out with Atomic Dog, and you want to go to 41 to hang out with Terry, you did not break no code, and ain't nobody going to send you no threatening messages. I just want you to know that. So we got a new person that's applying to be the governor of Indiana. I want to move on down the list again. I got to give some highlights on the Texas race. You know, Reggie Rabbit. You know, for y'all that don't know, Reggie Rabbit was a man that got a man amongst men, and he ran up with a man called Roy James, and a lot of y'all know Roy James, but he ran up with a man called Roy James. And Reggie Rabbit turned out to be a dead rabbit. I mean, roadkill. I don't know. But Reggie Rabbit went down to Roy James, and Roy James, y'all know, there's one thing I found out about the guys in Texas, and I got this straight from the guys out of Louisiana, that the guys in Texas, they believe everything should be big, and they specifically talking about the tires on the backside of them cars. I was told that every back half car in Texas is running the John Ford tires ain't as big as the back half cars in Texas. Also, I got a note from King Biz. Y'all know King Biz out of Illinois. And I'm sorry, y'all know King Biz out of Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. He owned that whole territory, King Biz does, and he said he wants everybody to know that he is still King Biz. And if anybody wants to approach his kingdom, the only way to approach his kingdom without getting something ran up in you is that you got to, when you approach the kingdom, pay attention now, as you approach his kingdom, you have to turn around backwards and come walk backwards, because he don't want you to come in a threatening manner. And the closer you get, the further that your pants have to come down. And he said, depending on, you know, how close you come, then. But that's the only thing that he's not going to consider as a threatening matter. If you come and try to look him in his eyes, he got something he's going to do to you. So I just want to make sure King B is still ringing. All right. We got a little more information. Got a couple of names out of Chicago, out of Illinois. Skin, put a whooping on Ice Cube. Sherman, beat Tunney. And those are races that we don't want to talk much about, but, you know, it is what it is. And I got to go back to one more time, Louisiana Stand Up, which they did. They had racers going to multiple states defending, you know, and showing support, and I think that's what we all should do, is go back to that. Now, the news of the day, is that, you know, when we support a racer, are we supporting the racer or the track? And if, or are we supporting both? You know, I just like to know grudge racers who show up and, hold on, y'all. Oh, I got a damn text. And y'all remember, I got a flip phone. So anytime you send me a message, I don't know. I have to stop what I'm doing to pay attention. Now, let me tell you this. Butt Naked just said, he is the king of Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, and Tennessee. And he feels the same way it does, that if you come on his territory, stop at his border, turn around backwards, and walk slowly backwards. And the closer you get to him, the further your pants get to your ankle. And that's the self-pronounced, I'll say the self-pronounced king of the Sub-South, name the Sub-South, that'll be the South, Butt Naked. So, again, I want to make sure that everybody understand that. And if, for y'all that don't know, Butt Naked's motor came from Fulton. And if you didn't know that, he will tell you. I just want y'all to know. Okay, now, all right, let's go on back to again. Let's say something briefly about Grudge Inc. Again, if y'all will go on to grudgeinc.us, I put up some pictures from the PRI show. If you want to take a look at the pictures and make a comment just to see about or get the feel of a PRI show, if y'all haven't been, for all you veterans that have been, don't go. For all the people who haven't, then, you know, please go and take a look at the pictures. And so that it'll give you the feel of the PRI show. Again, I want to talk about the upcoming race. I think the only one that we got coming up, you know, for this year, 2012, the last race of the year, to my knowledge, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, is Baldy's race in Bradenton, Florida. And I think pretty much everybody from everywhere will be going to support Baldy. And, you know, that's just a good thing to talk about. You know, again, are we going to support Baldy? Are we going to support Bradenton? Are we going to support both? You know, so make sure that when you chime in that, you answer that question, because that's something that a lot of people want to know. Who are we supporting? There was also a little, some controversy with Huff City and Mississippi Joe. I think it was all resolved, hopefully, in a respectful way. If not, I want to make sure that Joe going to come on and have a few words to say about that. And I hope that the Rick out of Huff City can come on. And this is going to be brief. I'm talking about brief. We're not going to get into – that's one thing we're going to do. We'll say that for Dog Show, all the mudslingers. Mudslinging Channel is DOG Network. So I'm sure he'll come on and tell me about that. Now, again, grudgeinc.us, again, Grudge Inc., we are introducing, several things. But let me, I kind of had my little spiel here, and I got, several folks who want to say a little something. So let's open up one of the mics and let's see first who it is and what they want to talk about. The topic of the show tonight is this: are we supporting the promoter or the track or both? All right, 804-3126. 804-3126. Your mic is open. Give me your name, please. Well, I can't. My board is froze up. Lady A, if you can hear me,
hello,
you have to help me out. Okay, hold on. There you go. It came in.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, uh-huh. Who did I open up now? I'm lost on
hello?
Board. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Joe from Virginia. Can you hear me?
I can, Virginia. Joe, how you making it?
I'm making pretty good, Jay Bonds. How you doing?
All right. Joe, let me ask you one question. I'm totally lost. Lady A is on here with me, and I do not see that Joe go. Oh, okay, Joe, now I couldn't see you on the screen, Joe, but now I can. Joe. What's going on in Virginia, man? What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on, Jay Bond. I'm a big fan. I really call in and do a lot of listening. But you opened me up, so I'm going to go ahead and let you know that I think that when the fans come out, they be supporting the promoters. Now, some people may come out and support their local tracks. It don't matter what's going on. If there's some racing going on, then they're going to the track. But when I think the Grudge fans come out and when they come out, that they come out to support the promoter and whoever's throwing the race.
So the first and foremost is the promoter. Do you think that the promoter known for having a good show? I mean, is it a certain group of cars that follow a certain promoter?
Well, I think it the promoter does a good job by getting the cars there, I mean, if they got some behind the scenes deal that the fans don't know about, then maybe so. But, I mean, a good promoter going to get the cars there that the fans want to see. And, it pretty much go from there.
Well, listen, out of Virginia, I heard, now I'm just telling you what I heard through the grapevine, and this can be true or not true, so I'm just putting it out there. I heard that Tricky Ricky was the baddest man in Virginia. Is that true or false?
But Tricky Ricky is out of Maryland.
Well, okay, I heard that he expanded his territory and took in Virginia.
well, he did come down and beat the local king, J.C. Richardson. So based on that, I guess you can say that he threw his thing down here. But I mean,
let me tell you what we did with J.C. Richardson.
Yeah. Look, I know. I ain't even gonna get into that, J-Bomb.
No. This is a different thing. Listen, J.C. Richardson was the Grudge Inc. back half champion.
That's right.
And that was true. However, we put a hit out on him, and he called me and told me to send him that little envelope, with a little recorder in it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He got the instructions, went down there. Next thing I heard, J.C. Richardson was no more. I mean,
it was.
Call it what you want.
Well, you think you might get something stirred up where they can try it again?
Well, that's one thing. Let me tell you this thing. That's one thing I can say about J.C. Richardson. When you're trying to get some action with his ass, and for what I can tell, he do not answer the phone. Because we have, now, I don't know how he talked to other folks, but we have to know. I mean, there's been a lot of guys who were trying to, you know, get to it. And the best thing he invented the ignore button on the phone, you know. So I can't tell you if J.C. Richardson is bringing the action. Now, at the time when J.C. Richardson became the champ, you know, hell, I was all with J.C. Richardson. J.C. Richardson, they told me J.C. Richardson was using his small motor and put the whammy on the board, you know.
Now, I will tell you that J.C. Richardson is known to bring a little action locally. Now, when y'all get out there and talk about them big boys, then, you know, y'all, them boys, that's another class, I think. But, I mean, I can't talk with J.C. Richardson. I don't know. But I know
well,
that.
It's almost like talking about Buster Douglas. What you say, he was the champ at one time.
Can't nobody take that from him.
That's right. If Mr. J.C. Richardson would come on, I would like to address the ex-champ and see what his plans are. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what his plans are, but I will tell you this. I bet you he planned on doing some engaging in 2013.
Well, again, it would be nice to know that J.C. Richardson would answer the phone sometime when you call him. But, you know,
I think y'all kind of scared him, right? Because, you know, he don't like a whole lot of, you know, he's not into all that arguing back and forth. No, not like he used to be, you know.
He ain't into getting that ass whooped.
I know that's right.
And that's how he was trying to avoid it. But that's all right. You know, he rolled over. I'm going to leave it like that. And J.C. Richardson, I hope he'll come back, you know, because at one time, you know, and being that you said that, though, since all that ordeal with J.C. Richardson and I can't think of the other guy that came out of woodwork, Green.
Mr. Green. I can't think of
Green,
his first name.
Yeah, he'll double now. It's something about them guys, they don't answer the phone. I mean, you can't, no, sir, they don't answer the phone. So, that's one thing I can say.
Well, Mr. J. Bond, let me ask you this. When can I expect Grudge Inc. To have some sense? I got you here on the phone. When is Grudge Inc. going to put on, bring all the players to VMP? I know it was supposed to go down November 24th, and man, that would have been a great show. I know it was real windy and the weather dropped. But I'm looking forward to Grudge Inc. coming out and you coming out and maybe even bringing some of the boys from Chicago, just because maybe it's not as far. Maybe there's a good meeting place to meet us all in VMP. That's a good facility there.
Listen, is it VMP or VMP?
VMP, Virginia Motorsports Park.
Virginia. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you, we got big plans with Virginia Motorsport. You know, we're trying to, for y'all that don't know, Virginia Motorsport is trying to put on an annual. I'm going to go ahead and say this because this is something that they want to do, and I'm hoping that they do it too. I think the date they're looking for is October the 14th. I might be wrong, but that they want to do an annual event, and they want to make sure that all the grudge racers from everywhere come in. And I think that's that they are working on. So I'm looking forward to hear a little something about it. But the one thing they need to do is speak up early, so everybody can go ahead and make plans. So, a lot of people, you know, I mean, that's that. But now let me ask this here, because I'm not that good, I flunked geography. So where is Larry T from?
Larry T, I do believe, is from Maryland as well, or the D.C. area.
I mean, is anybody out of Virginia other than you?
Well, I know we got a lot of races here in Virginia. I don't think there's grudge racing. It really hasn't been that big. Now, I've been watching J.C. grudge racing, out in the street and things like that for, 20 years. So that's why I'm familiar with him. But there's a couple of guys here that, just with the way cars are set up with that, there's not a lot of guys here set up with small tires with no wheelie bars. You know what I mean? Or stock suspension with, it's a lot of, like I said, old box Nova, back half cars, style cars, but they not in the same class as a little mole or even
I'll make this bet with you. I believe as a group that between Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, I believe we can bring some small Thai cars to Virginia and kick y'all ass. What you say?
I would like to see that. I like to see that. Now, what kind of tires I got to have? I can have any tires, or I got to have small tires too.
Oh, y'all running big ass tires. I mean, y'all ain't. I mean, you run the biggest. Y'all like Texas. Y'all running damn tires that make Jordan Ford damn. Put the biggest tire on there you can. But listen, this. Let me ask you this. I can tell you what I want you to do for me, Joe, if you don't mind. Being that you're the only man out of Virginia, if you'll let me know. Who you consider somebody that a grudge race for real? I like to see who I hear in the country, like knocking Virginians off, just because y'all part of the United States, they just want come over there and kick off in y'all. Have the track closed yet?
Yeah, where the track, is open. If it's, I think it's over 70 degrees, if I'm not mistaken. But it's hit or miss. Depends on the weather, but. I can, everybody go down for the winter, pretty much that up here around this time.
We don't
race all year long like y'all boys do. So
let me give
you
one thing of warning, Joe. I'm asking you to volunteer produce me a hit list. Now they're gonna get mad. They're gonna be mad with you, Joe, for putting their name on that list.
Well, I ain't got nothing to lose, Jay Ball. I don't have no races. I ain't got no coffee in the draw. So.
One of my better friends, I got a friend, go by the name of, let me tell you, I ain't going to tell you who he is until after I tell you. He got a mud hole stumped in his ass by Boost 12. And he looking for some revenge. And he don't want to necessarily go up toward the Midwest. And, the East Coast might be just, do you have anybody, that you think that DJ Grant, the number one stunner, can get some revenge on?
There's a couple of guys up here. They got a group called the Four Agitators. Y'all may have heard of them.
Are they truly four agitators?
There's a group of them. They got a small type Mustang. They got a back half car, I believe. They got a variety of different cars, but I don't know which cars are running at which different times. But
let me tell you this. I don't even know who they are, but let me tell you what I say. I say Big Clark over their back half with a gap. If they got anything to say about it, tell them Master One Button.
I would say Big Clark over with that too. I would say Big Clark. I'm betting with Big Clock on that. J-Bomb, did I lose? Hello? Hello?
I'm going to run a quick commercial so I can see if I can find Jay.
I'm back. I was hoping Joe didn't look out for me.
I didn't know what happened, Jay. This is my first time on.
Joe,
this is my first time on, Jay. I didn't know what happened. I thought I had got kicked out.
You acting like you're from Virginia, man. Good God.
Jay, well, I ain't no offense you, but you was all right with me. You know that.
I'm
aggravated looking for the agitators, or whatever.
Where is the agitator? Anybody know anybody that knows the agitator? Hold on. The man sitting beside the agitator, call in. We ain't got to necessarily get the four agitators themselves, but whoever sit close to the agitator. Master One Button, we're going to see if I got Big Claw in the gap. On the agitator, I got DJ Grant in the gap. I got Butt Naked in the gap. We're gonna start them four agitators. But now let me ask you now. I got a man. Y'all give me 1 second. I got a man who say that he want to be the governor of Indiana. And so y'all he gonna come on and give y'all his political speech. See can he can he do what he do? Now.
The man's name is, for y'all that don't know, his name is Leon, and he want to be the governor of Indiana. And you know how they say it, to get some ads, you got to bring some. So, you know, Leon, bring some. Leon, you there?
Yeah, what's up, boss?
All right, listen, Leon, before, you know, being that you decide to be the governor of Indiana, let everybody know first and foremost that you are a grudge raiser. Is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
All right, true or false, there's two people in your region, maybe three, in your region. You got King Biz, you got ex-King Jimbo. Have you ever danced with any of them teams?
Yeah, I danced with Biz and Jimbo.
As the future and hopeful governor of Indiana, how did you come out?
I came out as a winner with Biz, and I came as a loser with Jimbo. I blew the motor with Jimbo.
You mean you whooped King Biz?
Yeah, I whooped Biz for my 69.
My goodness, now how you sit? Do you know you and Biz sit the same? Because King Biz, I mean, that's how he got to be king.
No, me and Biz, it's just one of those days at the track, and we tangled up with each other, and head up, run yeah. with your bro. And,
you had to do what you had to do.
And it ended up, I came out on top.
Yeah, that's what they call it. I mean, you know, you know, that's what gunslingers do. They look off the table. If you ain't looking right, how they draw on you.
I still got the shirt. I wear a shirt with a Ford versus a Chevy, and the Chevy came out on top.
But you keep that damn shirt. That one shirt, when I see it, I'm going to shoot the fuck out of myself.
They was making the shirts at the track, so.
Go ahead with that now.
When they made the. When we made the pair, they printed out the shirts. I wanted me a couple of shirts like that. I liked it, that Chevy versus the Ford.
Well, you let me know when I come up there again. You show me the machine that made it. I'm going to end all that. Not only I'm going to stop the T-shirts, I'm going to stop the machines that make the T-shirt. Now, let me tell you this. If you whoop King Biz.
Yeah.
I got DJ Grant on the line. You going to have to dance with the devil now. You're going to have to do the do.
Well, you know what? I wish it was that point where we was in Macon, because I felt pretty good down there. And if it came down to it, I would have danced with it. I'd have danced with it. It's one thing about drag racing. It's two mans go back and somebody got to lose. And you'll never know if you don't get in the rank. And, you know, I don't mind getting in the rank because I can box a little bit.
Now let me ask you one question. You know, Biz have been, not Biz, DJ Grant don't like nobody picking on Biz. You know that.
Well, it looks like he's going to have to come on step to the plate then because, hey, I'm here. No, and I'm going to battle
like?
It out.
What's the weather like up there?
Today, it was actually 69 degrees up here today. I don't know how long it's going to stay with us. The wind, we got some wind up here now, so by tomorrow, it'll probably be back wintertime.
Leon, I'm going to keep your mic open, and now listen. Everybody, this is Leon. Leon, what's the name of your racing team?
My team, I run with Big Drag them, you know. But my team on my car, I say Mom's Performance, that red 69 Camaro. That all steel.
Give me some background on that name. I mean, why is it Mom's Performance? What Mom stand for? I'm assuming it stand for something.
Well, it's two of me. It's me. I got two brothers. I got another brother that drag racing, and he's not into it deep as I am. I figured like this, thanks to Mom, I wouldn't have been here because she totaled us. And he take the other one with the dad because it took Mom and Dad to bring us here. So,
that's right.
I was a mama's boy. So
I came
up with that name, Mom's Performance. And it's been like this for the last, I've had this name for the last, ever since 99 when my mom passed away.
Listen, man, I know how that could be. I know how that is, you know, but the thing is this. I first met and seen the car over in Hattiesburg last year. At that, too, it's my first time. I took a lot of pictures of it. And, you know, y'all were trying to bring action. So, I shout out to Mom's Performance and Leon. And, again, everybody, Leon is saying that, as it relates to Indiana, you know, if anybody want to step up and challenge him as the governor of Indiana, we're going to give you a couple of days, but
he's hit the baddest man that's there. So I want to make sure that we get that straightened out. But now, just to show everybody how bad you are, Leon, there's a man by the name of Joe over in Virginia. And he keeps talking about the four agitators. Is it anything that you can say to the four agitators to stop them from agitating?
Only thing I can say to him is he going to come to Hattiesburg. We'll see what's happening. I ain't gonna say, because I don't know much about him, but, you know, if I see him in Hattiesburg, it ain't Joe now.
It's the four agitators. You mess around and scare Joe. And Joe, you ain't ran off nowhere. You ain't got Joe.
I'm right here, J-Ball. I have
my
phone on mute.
Joe, don't let them Leon scare you, man. No, I mean, I know you're from Virginia. Don't get scared. Listen.
I'm not speaking for them four agitators or nobody like that, man. Don't get that. I'm just a fan. I pay my $20 when I get to the
speaking,
gate.
I want to make sure that you are not speaking for the four agitators. But
that's
if
right.
You know anybody, Joe, if you know the man beside the four agitators, tell him to call in and match the one button. Not the four agitators, because, you know, they agitate. But if you know the man beside the man that's beside the four agitators, have him to call in.
I will do that.
Four agitators. This is to the four agitators. Clark, Gap. Grant, Gap. Butt naked, Gap.
Now, don't you mess around and get them agitated now, Jay.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. It's up to them damn acting up now. It's up to them now. You know, all I know. Listen, and if let me ask you, Joe, I got to ask you another question now. This is about one of my fellow cohorts and radio hosts. You ever heard about a man go by the name of Pro Stock Joe?
Absolutely, Pro Stock Joe is how I got started listening to these radio shows.
Well, listen, I'm glad that you have stepped up and left that low life shit straight to go along. How does it feel to be in first class?
Hey, I love what you're doing for the guys, Jay Bonds, from a fan perspective.
Listen, man, Joe, I just want you to know, don't go nowhere. I want you to enjoy first class, because come damn Thursday, you have to get back on that damn bottom of the bus. So just hang in there for me a minute. I got a man I want to talk to, and everybody know who he is. He Mike Hill's son, and I want to make sure that he get on, because, you know, that's his damn job, that his daddy telling him to make sure that I'm always, you know, in check. But
I'm gonna ride with y'all tonight, J-Bar.
Okay, you all right with me, Joe? And if you ever find somebody where them agitators at, you let me know. As soon as they come on, you let me know. Now, the only man that I know that Mike Hill sort of scared of is that damn small block out of Mississippi. And anybody else, I say that damn Wick at the 901 boy is a bad man. I'm sure he don't care nothing about no damn agitators. Wick, how you doing today?
King Kong at
the
small block.
What's up, Jay?
Wick.
Fuck the agitators, but look, Jay, you need to get all your guys in check, man. Let Leon be the governor of Indiana, Cleveland. Now he need to be doing something. He ain't doing nothing else. So let him be the governor.
Man, you ain't trying to draw down on Leon.
Don't tell it right. Every time I see you from now until the old time, I ain't got no race car no more. Don't get in my way.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of your gorgeous show hosts ain't doing. They doing the right thing too. They need to be hosts too, except for Biz. All the rest of them need to be hosts. Biz need to get his job. He need to let somebody else get his job. Cause he racing. He need to attend more to the kind to the show. The rest of them need to stay on, keep doing the show.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait till damn DJ Grant come on the line. Cause DJ Grant gonna do something to you all week.
He on the line already. I'm gonna blow DJ Grant ass off. I catch me in the track. Him and but nah, I don't run butt naked. That's right. I ain't running him.
What? Why you ain't run butt naked?
He got Gene Fulton mode in his car.
Oh yeah.
He trusts it. He trusts it. fuck with the pole. He fuck with the pole. And Gail won't let him go nowhere. So I don't know what's up with Buck Naked. I don't fuck with them kind.
Oh, wow.
Buck Naked did let it be known that can't nobody damn dance on a pole like he can.
Hey, he's a rough man. I ain't got nothing to say about that one.
I'm hey, Jay Bond, the harder you be on me about my dad messing with my daddy, I'm hard on your crew. I'm hard on your crew. Down for your crew ass I go.
Hey, wait.
Hello? Ain't gonna do nothing. DJ Grant ain't gonna run me, but nigga.
Hold on. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. No, hold on. I'm gonna clear this. I'm gonna clear your ass up right now.
Let me get through.
No, you ain't gonna get through because you ain't got to my name, and now that's what I'm gonna shut your ass down. All you got to do is get close to the tire. All we talking about is the tire. I don't run no big ass 315 or 29W, sir. So if all you got to do is get on a true 29, all you got to do is get close. I'm not asking you to come to a 28. Just get to a regular 29, and you got action, or I'll run your ass out the back door like you said. Now, which one do you want?
Out the back door.
Did you hear DJ Grant?
Your hair got a lot of grease in it.
Hey, did y'all hear DJ Grant get on Weekly Ad then?
I won't run him out the back door.
All right, and at the back door, where your ass gonna get left. So when you wanna do it?
We can do it for
next question, when you wanna do it?
We can do it for fat too.
Uh-oh.
I'll run you out
there
the back
it
door
is. Okay,
too.
There we go. That's fine.
Is your helmet got a lot of grease in it?
You sure? Do it now? Don't worry about it. All you need to worry about is this race. I'm going to show your ass what time it is. I don't care what goddamn wet ties you got on that bitch. Out the back door is where we going. I'm going to show you.
I'm going to shut that mouth.
I don't give a damn if you got some 33s on it. It don't matter. We're going out that back door, and your ass going to get through.
I'm hard on your ass.
Good.
Hey,
I'm glad. Good.
Hey, you.
Good.
Hey.
Good.
Hey, you know what? Listen, man,
I don't give a damn about all that. All I'm going to tell you, when we race, I'm going to do you. That's
hey,
it.
Hey, wait, what life?
Huh?
I thought they said they weren't going to run no quarter mile. They were just running an 8 mile down there.
We're going to make sure they run a quarter mile this time.
Yeah,
we're going to
live.
That ass whooping, I'm going to get him.
Good.
I'm going to make sure they prep him, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
You don't get beat in the A2.
Hey,
I'm gonna show you though.
Listen, man.
That's all I say. That's the only thing that car you got is got on me is that damn 60 foot and 330.
Well,
after that, you can cut that. Listen, man. Hold on, man. What about
I'm
what?
I'm gonna bet you $2,500 to the eighth, and I'm gonna bet you
$2,500
to the.
Now, I know my role, and your ass chose the back door, so that's what you are gonna get. Damn, Nathan, now you can't put on the. You can't put on the tie I can put on. I can't put on no big ass tie like that. If I could put one on, I'd drag ass either way. But I can't put on no tie like that, sir. So
well,
if you put on a regular 29, you got action in the eighth or the quarter. But if you want to that back dog over there, what you put on it?
I can't run 200 with that 28.
Yeah, I know. You can't do what I do on 28. Just say that. You can't do what I do. Listen, man. You got a back half or whatever you got. I don't care. But you don't have the. You ain't got the tie I got. I can't put no big tie like that on. It won't fit it.
I got a loud bar.
You got your action out the back door. I'm gonna give you what you want. Out that back door, I don't give a damn what tie you got on.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get you the raid.
Now what I gotta do for Butt Naked?
I don't know what you gotta do, Butt Naked. You got what you want from me. I tell you, you don't get that back door out the back door action with me.
Well, down on your.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, check this out. Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
So we can make this efficient. Now, I know you'll get
And how about this? And how about this, too? Now, that small, I got a small, about the same small block nitrous car, 029, that'll do your ass an eight. How about that? We can do that one too.
A nitrous
small block stock suspension Mustang on 29. Small block nitrous stock suspension on 29. That can have that will handle your ass in the eighth of a mile. They gonna have me in the eighth. I'm gonna have you in the quarter.
Yeah, good. Let me say something to you though. Just wait, you know, it won't be like I'm talking about I'm going to race or whatever. You know, I'm going to have three or four or five cars. Now, if something happens to one of my cars, I don't want to try you with the next one or something like that. Where
oh, man,
happy.
Here we go. Now you want to change it.
I have 29s on them, so it won't matter.
And what the hell you mean it won't matter? We talking about the car we talking about. Now you want to change cars.
DJ Grant, I ain't changing no goddamn car.
What you want to do? I heard you call my name.
I'm gonna have to get this mule out. Don't worry about it. I just was trying to make sure that if something happened, that you still, you know, run one of the other cars too.
Leon, you on the line? Wait, do you hear me? Man, come on, man, you ain't talking about shit. You ain't gonna do shit. What's up? I'm trying to talk to you. What you wanna do? I ain't gonna wait for no fucking fat fuse. We can go to Florida. I ain't going to Florida.
You have a motherfucker come to Florida and you tell me your gal said you didn't have your money.
Oh, we can lock that shit up, homie.
I ain't coming. I ain't gonna be in Florida, man. I ain't gonna send me lying to you. I'm gonna keep it 100. I ain't gonna be in Florida.
Right,
if you wouldn't have been such a backyard motherfucker, and probably said this 2-3 weeks ago, then yeah, I would have came on over and fucked you up. But, you know, you're Florida this weekend, you know.
It ain't this weekend.
Whatever weekend it is, hell, it's too close for me to be trying to get ready to get over there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's 17.
Hold on, y'all. You ain't trying to run me now. Now you want to run. I just wait till I catch you, man. Then we're going to see if you want to run for real.
Wick. Oh, I thought you wanted to run for real.
Wick. I do, but I ain't coming to Florida. I do.
Wick.
Yeah.
Do you, when you support a race, my question and my topic is, do you support the promoter, the track, or both?
I support both.
You support both. All right.
Yeah.
All right. DJ Grant.
Reason why I say that, because sometimes I go to a track because I had never been there before. Not just because this promoter throwing a race.
Right. So it can be both. DJ Grant, same question.
Yes, sir. I would have to probably say both also, but probably more so it's kind of a 50-50 thing. I'm not going to go.
Have y'all ever noticed DJ Grant never make up his mind?
This is what I'm saying. I'm gonna explain what I'm saying. What I'm gonna say about this. I mean, like, it's certain tracks I probably just would not go to. I mean, not, and I'm not gonna, you know, mention them, but it's just.
Grant, the choice is: do you promote? Do you support the
both promoter?
Okay, all right. Butt naked. When you come off the pole, which do you support?
Nah, it's not the back in the car. Hopefully by Friday, if I have it back by the weekend.
All right. Okay.
You going to Bradenton now, too?
Do what now?
You going to Bradenton also?
That's the plan. As long as everything, put it in and everything, As long as we got oil pressure, we put it in.
Leon, you there?
Okay.
I'm here.
Leon.
I'm here.
Anytime, Leon, as you know, you want to get a new show started in Indiana, anytime shit get bored as hell, like butt naked, and that shit they just talking about, always go back to the lines. All right, next caller, Larry, 312-0684. 312-0684. Your mic is open. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, you know, J-Bot, I'm coming. I want to say hello to everybody first, and I come to get my support. To Grunge Inc., and I want to know how everybody's doing.
All right, Larry.
Hey, Larry, what's going on? I'm sorry, I ain't calling you, man. I got so busy.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm between Indiana and Chicago now, DJ.
Okay.
I'm still rolling.
I'm just coming back from all of them right now.
Hey, Larry.
Jay Boss, I wanted to know, did you have a... You were just talking and logging in races, or did you have a topic tonight?
Yes, sir. My topic is I'm trying to see when racers show up, are they showing up to support the track, motor, or both?
The track. And what else, DJ, you say?
Motor.
What is it you say? The track what? The track and what else?
The promoter or both?
Well, naturally, the promoter and the track too. I think both.
Okay. So you so far it kind of consensus that when you got a good combination between the promoter, if you got a good well known promoter and a good well known track, that's kind of. But Larry, you got a lot of background noise, so I'm gonna move past you. Put your mic. I'm gonna leave your mic open. You put it on mute for me, so that and I want to get Baby Boy on. Baby Boy, you got Leon on. Baby Boy, tell me something.
What's happening? What's happening, fellas? DJ Grand, Butt Naked, Wick, Leon, Larry. What's happening with y'all?
What's happening? What's happening, bro?
Man, I can't call it.
Anybody?
What's the word, Jay?
Anybody, first of all, who do you support? The promoter, the track, or both when you go to an event? That's the first question. The second question is it anybody you can find that can go down on Wick's ass, ASAP, please let me know. Now, you answer the first question.
All right, sorry, Nitro. Oh, you
tell me. The first question, I had to say both. You know, I didn't know who said it. I had my phone down, but I had it on speakerphone. I mean, if I haven't went to a track before, I like to go just to check out the facility because I go to a lot of tracks, but I support both of them. Because if the track owner or whoever gets shitty and rowdy, then the hell with him, and I won't go back to his track, and that'd be hard on whoever throwing the race, but I support both of them. The second question... Do I have anybody that could get right down on weekend?
Yes, sir.
Off the top of my head, no, because the cars that I know about that I probably can call or have somebody to race, it's not going to never get off because, you know, like I told you once before, how we do things up this way, we going to keep Willie Bars on. I mean, people want them to take them off, take the left out.
We can't steal no damn Willie Bars. He told me he ain't never seen no Willie Ball win no race.
Oh,
nah, I ain't scared of no Willie Ball. I ain't scared of no Willie Ball.
I have somebody in mind that'll try him. Probably will try him.
Well, you scared to call the name, or you scared they're going to get mad with you when you wick on their ass?
No, I make Danye run him.
Oh, he don't want to run Danye. He's scared
of Danye. Danye sit just like him. Danye had a Metcalf car just like him.
Well, don't talk about it right now. You know, he don't want to talk about that. He just sent me a text. He just sent me a text not to talk about Dunya.
I don't know what that has coming out this year.
That let me ask you this. I got a chat with Joe. Joe, have you heard anything from the four agitators yet?
None yet, J Bob. I'm gonna jump in as soon as I hear from
you. You please, you let me know. Now, like I said, because the four agitating is because the four agitators out there damn having agitating. If anybody that four people deep away from the agitator, let them call in and hit the one button, okay?
I got you. I got you. Anybody.
You just
got
let you, me ball. Know. Let me go nope. home now. You trying to say something?
No, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
I ain't saying nothing.
You got scared when we said you got damn Dunyay. You got damn.
I'm gonna tell
nobody
Dunyay.
Yo,
don't
Dunyay
got
10
on his car now?
Huh? No, he got 32 10-5 W's on his car. Oh,
okay. Well,
when I get a back half car, I'll be calling Dunyay. Ain't gonna be no thing. It's a problem with me, the tire side. But now when he gets a tire side a little bigger than he, then he want a back
up. Hey, DJ, you had to bring that up, man. Stop it, man.
Yeah. Yep. Like I said.
Come on, y'all. You know, we got to stand up. Everybody stand up and bow your head. We got a legend amongst many legends. I got to introduce him as the former governor of Illinois, the new director of Grudge Inc., Big Drag.
Drag. What's up, everybody? What's happening?
What's up,
everybody? How y'all doing?
All right.
We drag. What's the word,
boy?
What's happening,
Not much, man. Wait, say Jay.
I tell you this, Drag, let me tell you what's going to happen, man. For some reason, the damn East Coast don't want to call in no more, man. I don't see no East Coast number. All the folks on East Coast got scared. What's up with that?
Well, maybe
to be the biggest
it could
miles.
Be our Christmas shopping, Jay.
Okay. Okay. Hang on. But, boy, you used to hear a lot from the South. And all of a sudden, now, nah, I mean, we can't get nobody. Is the East Coast, is anybody from the East Coast? I know what it is. They're out there hanging out with them damn four agitators. That's exactly what it is. At all. But it's amazing that the damn East Coast is not on, you know. But that's all good because the damn the show is off the chain, the number of callers off the chain, the number of people waiting to call. Y'all hold on, and I hope one of these jokers on here can go to Wick's ass. I hope somebody just come on and Drag. You got anybody that? Well, we already got Dunyay, but he don't want to talk about Dunyay. Is there anybody that you know, Drag, that'll knock Wick off of me?
That's pretty much the only back half car that we have around here that's ready. You know, Dunyay is ready. He pretty much. Stay set, you know. That's one thing we can say about him. He ready, and he would run another back half car like him, you know. I think that would be a good race, King Kong and Dunyay, really. The way both of them set at their best.
Well, we tell Wick to stop seeing them text. I mean, he don't want to talk about that. So let's move on to the next
one. I'm not back half, though. I'm not back half.
But I tell you what we can do. That red come out, we got Wick and Dunyay with it.
We don't know the
Dunyay with it.
Where y'all gonna be? Where can give a date and a place so Dunyay can get down on y'all at?
We'll be at Fat Tuesday with it.
Yeah. All right. Dunyay, he normally comes to Fat Tuesday. I'm sure if it's something he see like here, he'll run. We all know that he will get down.
Yeah, he'll get down. We'll run Dunyay with the red Camaro.
Which one? That 69? The 69
no.
Wick?
No, it's an 80 model.
Oh.
What's the long nose Camaro?
No.
I know
the
red Camaro you're talking about, Drag. Yeah, Dunyay do that. Hell, Dunyay probably do that before Fat Tuesday, Wick. Is that car ready?
No, I ain't ready for it. Oh.
Dunyay run that car.
Let me leave. Y'all know I got to leave Wick alone, man. Y'all leave Wick alone. God damn it, Daddy's going to be calling me talking about I'm picking on this child and shit. Man, fuck that shit. Let me leave that shit alone, man.
I've been wanting to run Dunyay for a long time anyway. I've been wanting to run your
Dunyay.
Leave it alone.
When you
play
in the room, we'll get your ass
pranked.
But Nick is talking.
I've been wanting to run Dunyay. We're running with that real Camaro. There ain't no thing.
At all.
Hey, wait. I thought you were stopped suspension. You ain't stopped suspension, homie.
You ain't never heard me say I was stopped suspension. I said, I'm loud about, but I'm not back half.
Yeah,
the real Camaro we got is back half.
I'm gonna use Whit term. Ain't no difference.
Ain't no difference.
That's what I'm
saying. How's a lullaby not back here?
Because your car hasn't been cut. Because in a Mustang, you don't have to cut the back of it off to put a lullaby on it. It's not been cut in the back. It's mini to it.
I'm like, how you doing?
But that's not back here. Let me get y'all ain't talking about shit. Let me get another call on. 336-6439. Give me your name, please. Must be some out of them. You show 336-6439. Lady, hey, my board ain't working, lady. There you go. All right.
336.
Okay,
let's go to Big Clark. Big Clark, your mic is open.
Damn, hold on. Don't call Big Clark on yet. Shit. Well, let me we're gonna hang up. Hold on. Don't let you
try. Somebody listen to me.
Give me a minute. Lock Wick so he can't hang up. Okay. Can't hang up. What's up, Big Clark?
Hey.
Why you ain't sick, Big Clark?
Huh?
Why you ain't put Big Clark on Dunye?
Sound like they wanted you with Dunye, Whit.
That's not topic of conversation. And please, Clark, do not bring up that badass small block that want to get on with that. Don't bring that up.
Whit already called me on a private conversation and said he's scared of that car.
It's mighty funny. It's mighty funny. Y'all come up with all these cars at the end of the year. It's a week. It's 2 weeks for the next year. And y'all come with all these cars that y'all ain't said nothing about all year.
Get BET phone.
He gonna tell y'all what y'all are.
God damn.
That's one I hope that don't match the one, but
now it's letting Nicky wanna run me. Remember what he said at first? I don't wanna mess my action up. Now he tell me he wanna do something. Come
well,
on,
at the end of the year, it's criminal time. I got a present for you, homie. Come get it.
I start unloading these gangsters for Fat Tuesday. I don't want to hear all this.
You don't want to hear all that talk.
They tied up and all this. You got 3 months, 2 months to get your ass right. But when I cross over that line, it's going to be serious business.
Come on down to Florida. Hey, Whit.
I ain't coming.
Listen, you and Butt Naked can't run one another to both. Y'all got the same tune.
What? He ain't gonna even be there. So we're gonna know what he know and we're gonna know what I know. Tuna ain't gonna even be there. So we're gonna know what he know and we're gonna know what I know. I'm gonna tune right in on his ass.
It don't matter.
Ain't nobody say. I'm gonna run Dunyay too. I'm tired of Dunyay coming down now.
We're gonna take
I ain't
you
coming
down. Why not? We're wrong.
Hey, wait, this is the question I got. Now, you know, I've been giving you hell all year about your attempt to knock off Phony Bynes. So, again, you know, as your count as of December 3rd, are you even below or above Tony in wins?
I think I'm above Tony.
You want up. So, it is safe to say, I want to make sure I say this politically correct. It is safe to say that you are the daddy to Tony Bynes.
Yeah, I mean, you said, for this year or overall?
This year, I'm counting this year.
I'm up this year.
You up.
We tied up overall, but I'm up this year. I'm one up.
But this year, graduation is what have you done for me lately? Now I'm going to ask you, this is a political question. When it comes down to voting, under the circumstances right now, and I'm asking you, Wick, and I ain't asking nobody else, if you was running against Tony Bynes for Grudge Racing in one car, we ain't talking about 40 cars, your one car to his one car, who would be the Grudge Racer of the Year if it was between you and him, one car to one car?
I think it should be me. I think I don't beat more people in King Kong than he done beat in the money, mate.
Well, all right. I know. So that's a legitimate point. Let me ask that question now. That's a good question, though. Sure. Everybody talking about awards and stuff. We're talking about, and just realistic, bringing this stuff out again. When we're talking about nominating somebody for a Grudge Racer Award, should a man be penalized because he only have access to one car, or should the considerations be one car for one car? What's your thought on that, Wick?
Well, I think it should be the access. Because I have access to more cars. I think it should be the access.
So you saying if a man got access to five cars, he should be figured in per his race. If he raced in five cars, he should be given credit for five cars.
Right, right.
Now I got a question. Then who is the Grudge Racer of the Year if you race your car, Wick, and I hired you to drive my car, and DJ Grant hired you to race his car, which one of us get the belt?
The camp? I don't know. It depends on if the camp. You know, it's the camp. If you in the camp, then the whole camp get the belt. You know, prime time camp, like 901 camp, bad boy, we all. If we win Grudge Race of the Year, we all will win it.
Okay.
Whatever
so
we win,
like,
we all win it.
You know, like, for an example, so let me ask you this then. I'm using this camp thing, y'all, you know, this camp thing I'm looking at Stevie Jackson, for example. I think Stevie Jackson run the Drive the Shadow. But he also drive his own car. So if he wins, if Stevie Jackson wins, you know, Grudge Racer of the Year, who gets the credit, the Shatter or his car?
I don't know. That's a hard question now. I don't know.
He ain't
going
to
win because he ain't did that many Grudge Racers.
Oh,
he should win Fastest Car of the Year or something like that.
Right, but let me tell you this. I met with Stevie Jackson down in at the PRI show, and one of his sponsors is ProCharge, and they will be coming on the Grudge Inc. show to talk about it. And Stevie Jackson, for y'all that don't know, holds the Grudge Inc. 29 Extreme belt. And he told me to put this out, that anybody that want a chance at that Grudge Inc. Extreme belt, regardless of whoever you are, you got the back tie. So he didn't care. You got the back tie.
They tell him put you down for that belt, goddamn. I tried to thing one time.
All right.
You're playing, man, but I do want to try those cars, Jay, but you need to quit playing.
You know, anything can happen.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, I know.
Somebody
as long as you got an 8-8. As long as you got an 8-8 up on that motherfucker, you're right, something's going to happen. That man got it.
Hey, well, you know what? I still got that bitch up on that until I get a 9 inch in there.
Hot damn. I ain't been but nigga. I just want everybody to know. But now, let me ask this question. I'm still going back to Stevie Jackson. Now, Stevie Jackson drive Ball Factor, too.
Yeah.
And so... If he wins Grudge Race of the Year of the three cars, which car actually is the champ?
The car with the most wins.
All right.
Yeah, Big Ball Factor beat us and Tony, I think. Now, Tony beat Big Ball Factor.
Yeah.
Big Ball Factor.
Yeah.
Look.
Wait, you lost to Big Ball Factor?
Yep. Yeah. But I whooped the white boy, and the white boy whooped Tony.
Yeah, so you whooped the man that whooped. But hold on, let's go back to this ass whooping you got with the Big Ball. I seen that ass whooping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you this. I have seen such a skillful ass whooping since my grandmama whooped my cousin 40 years ago.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
That's what he kept
saying. It wasn't no gap.
That's what he kept saying. But, well, that was whipped all over his ass.
Hey, they say ass whooping is ass whooping. Don't matter how you do it.
That's right.
Yeah, man, Big Ball's gonna shake it again. We're gonna shake it again. We're gonna shake something again.
I'm gonna put something on the ass this time, though.
And what you did too about my grandma? Let me ask you, Wick. Now you whooped the white boy.
Yeah.
I seen that, and but you know, will you get a white boy to race back?
I got to get a white boy to race back. I would have ran him back in South Carolina, but I couldn't get down the track. I was having problems getting down the track.
Was it the track, your tuner, or your tires? Which one?
It was me. It was my tires. It was me. I messed around and brought the wrong tires.
Well, that's your fault. You got to get the paint right. You got to bring the right
big old trailer you got. You ain't got but one set of tires in that trailer with.
Now, I had extra tires, but I had a regular 29. I didn't have no W. You
got some regular 29s. Oh, there we go. So you can't say you ain't got none. So you got some regular 29s.
I put the regular 29s on my car. I can whoop you with regular 29s.
Do it. That's all you got to do. Do it. That's all you got to do.
But if I did it all that.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
DJ Grant.
Hello.
So I'm going to run you for what I got.
Exactly.
It's going to be the same thing anyway. It's going to be the same thing.
Listen, man. All you doing is talking.
I'm going to tell you from talking. You can't leave my man on the street.
You're already trying to hype yourself up to win. You try to hype yourself up a little. All that shit don't mean nothing until we get to that line, boy.
Leon.
That don't mean nothing.
I can tell you this. I promise you, if you would have said something to me anywhere we done been, Chicago, about Oscar, where else we was at? Hattiesburg. You could say anything to me like you wanted some action. I would have got you then. So I'm gonna let you know when I see you. I'm gonna
holler at you. Who you talking to?
I'm talking to DJ Grant.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying, hold on. He's talking to me now. Let me address. Now you just said you had some 29 regular 29s in the trailer. That's all I said. That's all I required. And you said it with your own mouth that you got some. I ain't even tell you got to put on no 28.
Leon, your mic is open. Go ahead, please. All right.
A lot of noise.
Huh?
They're making a lot of noise, whoever that is.
313-39-32. That's a Detroit number, 313.
Yep.
I'm going to put them on mute and got little and fell asleep. That shit, DJ Grant and Wick were talking, put them out. let's move on to, let me introduce this man. He was the videographer of the year. was in it by the East Coast Award Banquet last year. Also the governor of Georgia. And we all give a warm shout out and welcome to Dolomite.
What's up, Dolomite?
What's up? Now that's an entry right there, Jay. I owe you one. I know you said I got to pay you for that, but I'll swear you wait left. Hey, man, it's Sherman. Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
DJ Grant. Now, you got the poll, bro. I'm betting with DJ Grant, man. DJ Grant, my boy. I'm betting with DJ Grant. Now, DJ Grant, who ass you going to get on so I know what a place is bet?
Wit. And I wasn't going to make it public, but I plan to get on the white boys and break it. So y'all can let them be known. I plan to draw on the white boys and break.
Listen, man.
I don't care about what I've been saying. The only thing that's keeping me has been problem with the car. Listen, man, I done beat them, man. I beat them boys, all right? Just like you beat them. I beat them, too.
Uh-oh.
Just like you just said, you were trying to give them their race back. You didn't give them their race back because what? You're tired. Couldn't get down the track. Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't.
That sound like a real good excuse. You got oil pressure. Your car working fine, but you can't get down
really
the goddamn track. Come on, man.
I really wanted to, but I couldn't.
It don't sound like you wanted to. That ain't no excuse. That ain't no good excuse.
Hey, everybody,
else getting down the track, ain't
it? Hey, Wick, your car ready?
Huh?
Your car ready?
Yeah.
DJ Grant, your car ready?
It should be ready by the weekend.
Oh, he'll be ready by the weekend. Why y'all won't do nothing before then since it's like this?
He said he's not going to.
Hold on, Leo. Is your car ready?
Hold on. Yeah, my car's sitting on jack stand.
Don't get your ass blown up, too.
Quick, I'm not even worried about it. I ain't got no excuse.
See, I ain't worried about it. See, one thing about me, I'm going to talk on the phone. And I'm going to get on your ass when I see you.
Wait. Every time you race me, you slid through that loophole, man. I'll be ready for you. I'll tell you what, for Fat Tuesday, I'm going to be ready for you, man. That's all I can tell you.
You
I can't come down there now. But I'm ready.
And Fat Tuesday, you know that. When we get to Fat Tuesday, y'all ass do not do nothing. But I got BET for your ass next year, man.
I don't use no BET. You saying me. I want to put it on film
so your ass can slide. Because every Fat Tuesday I've been coming to, I ask everybody do they want to race.
They buy.
So I'm letting it be known. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that next year. But I'm going to
have a well, I did the same thing. I know I did the same thing this Fat Tuesday. I didn't hear you say you want to do something with me this past Fat Tuesday.
Did you say anything? Listen, man, I addressed
the whole goddamn track. When you at the track, boy?
Well, I remember that now.
Wasn't you?
I didn't even know who you were. They said somebody named number one son. But did you say something? Did you do anything?
Did you move? Listen how you sound, man. That ain't the quit. That ain't the wit we all know. The wit we all know. We looking for whoever.
I didn't know you, DJ Grant.
It don't matter.
Well, you should have, but you didn't.
I
gotta ask Drag. Let me ask you a question. Do automatic scrub when they change gears?
Do they scrub?
Yeah, when they go from one gear to the other, do they scrub?
Now, I ain't never know them to, Jay.
But that's a mighty peculiar sign out here coming out of Wickman. I sound like some shit scrubbing over there.
Hey, you know what I heard about you, DJ Grant? To be honest, Full Stop Joe had the race in Hattiesburg, him and Mike Hill. The massacre race or whatever it was, and they said you was going to come over there, and I brought the slow car over there to run you.
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
All I'm talking about, we both was at the same track. You say you're a big badass. I know you was at Fat Two.
I was really finna say
what
you was at playing. So I said, man, I don't want to race.
Listen, man, you open the door and spoke. What the hell you thought? What you open the door and said? You said what you gonna do? You ain't say nothing. What did you say?
Right.
I can't listen. Listen, man.
You ain't looking like no grudge racer to me. I said, man.
Now I gotta look like a grudge. Uh-huh. Now we gotta look like a grudge racer to race a girl. Come on, man. You sound crazy, man. What are you talking about? I gotta have a grudge face on for you to want to draw on me. Listen, man.
I walked up to the car and your said, "Hold up, he in there praying." I said, "Okay, I wait." Then they said, "He too."
I say this now, I do pray before I make any pass. You may be telling the truth, you may be telling everybody I told you that, because that's the truth. I do that before I make every pass.
Then when I opened the door, you had a curl, like a hair and stuff. I said, man, I ain't
going to
pick on this man.
Listen, man.
Hey, Rick, what the heck do the curl got to do with you now?
That's what I'm saying. Do this negative, what he said,
Dre. He said he had a curl. So now he ain't
going
to run.
I'm for real.
Ain't no friends in grudge racing when it's time to race.
I'm hop in that motherfucker with you next time, Shreve.
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Now. I'm getting in there.
I mean, the thing, I got there late, and my whole thing was to run the white boy. I gave him money to Pro Star Joe. Pro Star Joe tried to give it back. I said, no, hold it. And they shut the track down. But let me tell you this, prior to that, Phil said that he wasn't going to race me that night. He said, "Nah, DJ, come too late. Nah, we ain't going to fool with him." And after I came around and made the other pass and the car stayed on the ground, they didn't want to do nothing. But listen, I'm not saying nothing about they doing their thing, you doing your thing. All I'm saying is you got to beat me.
Right.
Beat me to sleep.
Well, I asked Tony Vines now. I said, "Who trailer that is? You never did come to the track for a long time." They said, "That's DJ Grant." I said, "What's up with DJ Grant?" I said, "Man, I've been hearing his name, man." I said, "What's up? You think he'll raise me?" And they said, "Nah, we all together. Don't draw on him. I said, "Okay. You can ask Tony Bynum that. Let me tell you something.
I mean, the thing with the problem was gonna be with your tie, sir. That was gonna be your problem with me. But going out that back door, I don't give a damn about your tie.
DJ, you gonna have to put a hat on the next time you open that door up, man.
I guess so.
I guess so, I mean, listen, I know
my role. I know I can't leave with you with the big tie. I can't do it.
Leon, but I'm not.
Hey, DJ Grant, it's one thing about Wick. Wick ain't gonna tell the truth about everything. He wants the A every time he race, but when he get an ass whooped, he can't hardly talk straight. He got to study everything, but he won't tell
him. I get beat just like I win. I keep it real. When I get beat, hey,
you know,
if your car wouldn't have broke, man, you couldn't have whooped me.
Hey, man, Marty, there he go. Y'all got mad at Marty. Marty, we had to send some money to get Marty on, because Marty said if I wouldn't have broke, y'all was in trouble because I left y'all sitting there. On a minute today, if I wanna broke, y'all was some dead ducks, you know that. But we ain't gonna argue over no spoil meal. We got 2013 coming. You know I'm gonna try you again. So ain't no need coming out and talking about it. Ain't nobody raising. Just when we come to those trailers, don't try to outback me and don't tell me what I got on my car. You say you gonna whoop me. You know I wanna run you back. I'm gonna show you. You can be whooped. That's all I'm gonna show you.
I got to get somebody else on the line. Y'all give me a minute. We got to keep it. I got Big Will. Big Will, how's it coming? Big Will, can you hear me, Big Will? We don't miss Big Will up. Big Will, Let me ask you a question. How's everything hanging?
Okay. What's happening?
All right. You had the one button pushed, so I figured you had something real important to say. So I put a halt to the show so you can come on with it.
No, Jay, I ain't got that much that important. I was on the show till 2 o'clock last night with you.
Yeah, that's true, Big Will. We on here damn going again. But Big Will, I opened up another man's mic. Butt Naked, his damn phone keep dropping. Butt Naked, your line is open. Rick said he ain't racing you, so let's not even talk about that shit.
All right, okay.
I got to let Rick know one thing, too. Rick, BET is about to tap the damn button to come on. I've been trying to dodge this damn
get my buddy on, man, so he can tell y'all what's going on.
The people from Blog Talk said stop beating the one button, man. We see that damn BET is mashing the damn one button every damn 3 seconds, man. I'm going to make his ass wait a little bit longer.
You know why he's doing that? Because Pro Star Joe muted his mic. Let BET on, Jay. Let him on.
Let him on. The first three words out of his mouth gonna be cuss words. Why? Let him on. Well, hold on. I'm going. I think this. Y'all know I ain't got my number. Is this the champ? 601.
This is soon to be champ. This is soon to be champ.
The way I seen it. For the folks that was on the phone last night, hell, you kicked down the door, the framing, the casing. I'm like, damn, that's Super Clock. Super Clock. I ain't open up BET mic, and the folks from them Blog Talk gonna call me and told me, ask them, please stop messing that damn thing. But hold on, y'all. I got Atomic Dog now. For all y'all don't know, Atomic Dog is in the running for the show of the year. I heard he had 350 calls. That just went down the left lane. He had another 350 going down the right lane. And it was nonstop action. Atomic Dog,
hey, Jay,
your mic is open. How's everything going?
Hey, Jay. Jay, before Atomic Dog say that, I'm going to say this, man. Atomic Dog had a hell of a show, man. I enjoyed myself. Man, when I tell you they came out, Jay, man, that man mm-hmm. had an unbelievable car count.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
mm-hmm.
they came out to do some drag racing, man. They was getting it off. I think we saw about 15 or 16 grudge races. But if more than that could have got through the staging lane, shit, I think it would have been about 35 of them, Jay.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, the hell of a show.
Now, let me ask you, Mark Clark. Did they come to the track? Did they come to support the track or the promoter or both?
Man, I think they came to support the promoters, man. Mm-hmm. Those guys did a hell of a job with this show. I mean, that's just real talk, Jay.
That's what I'm talking
But that's
about.
A coming dog,
yeah. Yeah, y'all. I want to thank everybody for coming out, Clark. I want to thank you and, you know, Tony and the other guys that came out here, man. We did. We had a good show. And, you know, man, it was action-packed all night, just like what Clark said. Man, if you came and you came to test and tell them, you know, you're suffering. And I was talking about that today. You promote a show and things work out good for you, or your car count and everything. You know, sometimes the biggest complaints you're going to have is a test and tune call. They don't really get a chance to get out there. But that's because, you know, guys are really trying to make action. You know, I had a couple of shootout things going, classes going on along with a lot of grudge racing. So, you know, hey, man, guys came out and had a good time, man. I couldn't believe the stage and lane stayed packed all night. So, you know, see that action. I appreciate people coming out, man.
Well,
I appreciate you having me coming, though.
I know you're going to have a hell of a show tomorrow night. And so I know you don't want to give away all the good information, but just confirm one thing for me, Tommy Dog. My man, Reggie Rabbit, you know, he came out there to support. Reggie Rabbit is I got to give him a shout out to him. He went out there against a bad man, Roy James. I mean,
Let me say it like this here, Jay. That was my first time meeting Reggie Rabbit, but I can say this. Reggie Rabbit, he didn't know who no Roy James was. He was standing over there, and I said, well, he asked me, Tommy Dog, can you find me another race? Who else want to race? You know, I said, well, hey, there's Roy James. You know, he might want to. Who is Roy James? Which car is that? I said, that's sitting right there. Yeah, see if he want to do something, you know. So he didn't hesitate. He didn't care his name. Didn't make no difference. He just wants to race, man. So, you know, he's Reggie Rabbit's going to be a guy, you know, people need to look out for, because the guy's definitely stepped out there in the blind on some people, man, and he'll take his chance. He'll stay his time, man. And like you know right now, you know, a lot of people been ducking Mr. Fine Steve for whatever reason. Hey, Reggie, as y'all know, Reggie Rabbit's headed to Florida. The Brandon's in the Baldy's race to take on Mr. Fine Speed. It's just one of them guys, he said, me don't care, he just want to race. So you got to take your hat off to one man to step up, and you're going to make some action if you come to your race.
Well, I
hope Kevin Dollar. I'm going to say this about Reggie Rabbit, Kevin Dollar. Man, I thought I was the only one he was asking the final race. He asked me to go around on the golf cart and just see anybody at the track that wanted to do something. Hey, man, that man came over there to grudge race. So I'm going to tell you, I second what Tommy Dog say. That man going to be a force to be reckoned with, Jay. He really is. Now, hey, he came in there. He had two big, long trailers. He parked them side by side and had his pit crew going to work, and he was down there. He was eating up so many bottles, he ran out of the little bottle warmer. He told me, go find him a torch, man. So, hey, I joined his pit crew this weekend. You know, hey. Man, I went and found him a torch so he'd come back out there and eat the balls up. Man, he was ready to drag race this weekend. So, I mean, man, my hat off to Reggie Rabbit.
Now, I got another man that we got to pay more. I got the background noise. Somebody, whoever just went outside, please, mute your mic, please.
It ain't me, Jay. It ain't me.
It ain't me neither.
I'm
going to
have to go down
to
the lights off.
But nigga, don't miss. It ain't me. I'm on
mute, but
nigga.
I'll do it.
It ain't Baby Boy. I'm on the computer. Let me ask you one question. This is stuff, the information I got, not Atomic Dog. Now, this didn't come through the normal, this didn't come over the wire, over the air. This was delivered by carrier pigeon. And what it said is, that Tree Man didn't like what he seen and dropped his pants. Is that true or false?
No, man, I can't do that with Paul Boy, man. Tree Man is another guy. He don't mind racing. Tree Man go racing. Tree Man just had a mishap, man. His belt come off, and we had people working on it, trying to get his off one pick, but his shears come inside the pump, and he just couldn't go. But trust me, no sooner as Tree Man get that car back up and running, I promise you, he's going to be calling Reggie Rabbit. Tree Man's another guy. He will make action, man. So, you know, one thing about, you know, big-time cars out here, and you know, the cars that lose out, you know, they're going to get to meet and know each other. So we all going to do it.
He didn't really punk out, in other words.
No, he didn't really talk out yet. He couldn't make it. I was over there, you know, trying to keep the game straight because I know time was running out. And, you know, what happened is Tree Man figured he wasn't going to make it. And Reggie Rabbit came up to me and said, Tracy, you know, hey, you know, don't take the fuck out, you know. Tree Man said he ain't going to make it. And I'm sitting there holding the money. I look at my watch, and it's 10 minutes. He had a break rule of an hour. It's 10 minutes to 5. And I said, well, I can't pay you right now. He said, well, you can go on and pay me. I said, well, I tell you what, come over here with me. You know, if you ain't going to make it, he ain't going to make it. But right now, just me and you standing here, you telling me that I can't pay you. It's a 501 when I see nobody even make it to the stage of that. I said, let's walk over here and talk to Tree Man. I went over there and talked to Tree Man. Tree Man said, Tracy, I ain't going to make it, go on and pay the man. So, you know, he said, hey, we'll just have to do it another day. So, you know, it went like that. Tree Man going to race. He was kind of sour that he didn't get his car running, but as everybody knows, that's a part of drag racing. They ain't never going to tell you when they're going to push.
Well, then also, now, did Tree Man own, they couldn't, is Tree Man the owner of Scrappy? Because the same carrier pigeon said that he couldn't find no action, look high and low.
And is that true?
Who was that? Scrappy.
I don't remember. It's a back half car, and I thought
No, back half with LJ. I mean, it ain't no question. If he had a back half car, he had action car. We had the grudging, Texas baddest back half built. We was getting out, and there's people.
I'm so glad you said that. Hold on. Tell me, who is the grudging baddest Texas back half? Who is that?
The grudging Texas baddest back half is Peanut from Show Enough Racing.
He took the belt from Birdman.
And Birdman, so y'all know, out here in Texas, turbo cars will run a nitrous car. I mean, a nitrous car run a turbo car. So him and Motion Racing went up first, and that's down. I'll lose out another bad boy back half out here. And I tell you what, before Darrell's car let go, that was a dead head race. You know, that was a dead head race, him and Darrell, you know, and for where that go, Darrell told him no sooner let go, Darrell told him we gotta do that again. So, you know, and then Peanut happened to get buried, man, and it, you know, both of them kinda had to pedal a little bit, but that's all a part of drag racing. At the end of the night, the new Texas grudging back half champion right now is Peanut with showing up racing. So if anybody want to challenge that one, with Tony B told him he's definitely coming back to try to get it, because it's an action going on out here, Jay. A lot of people had a lot of fun, and what I'm telling you was action all night. It was action all night.
Let me ask you this now. There's a national back half champion, and his name he go by the name of Lil Mo, and he's sitting comfortable with the grudging national back half. You know, and he's sitting comfortable. Nobody has called him out. Is it that Peanut is only a state champion, or is he a national contender who can call out somebody of that magnitude? Or Peanut is kind of happy with being a state champ?
Well, it's you know, Peanut just having to win. You know, he'll run a back half, but they speak about a little more. When you put a belt out here in Texas, and we call it back half, you know, some of these cars here just have to run each other, and that's what they'll do. So Peanut won last night, but Birdman is one that kind of hollered, what about that little more car? So he said, you're from the East Coast, and I had talked to Tony about it before, and they didn't want to run it with little more cars. They didn't make it down here, but maybe Clark was going to try to do something. So for long, you know, people going to try. They're going to want to come here and try to race a back half, and along with Peanut, Motion Racing, and it's going to be some good back half cars that are going to bring action. But Peanut will run it. He said, let him know, and, you know, he'll run it. So it's going to be ready to go. So I hope it will bring it down to Fat Tuesday. So that's what he's talking about.
Let me get this out, too. There's a couple of belts out that guys got, and they're looking for challenges, and they're saying that nobody's trying to challenge them. So let me y'all bear with me for a minute. And let you know who those are. I'm doing it off memory, so bear with me. But Gorilla Joe, Mighty Joe Young, is the Grudge Inc. Pro Mod champion. And they told me when they got the belt that I can put it in retirement because ain't nobody bad enough to step up. And that's been about six, 7 months now, so ain't nobody stepped up yet. You know, moving right on down the line,
Jay,
back half. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on before you go any further. I think Mighty Joe Young ought to give Mr. Roy James a call, because I tell you what, that pass I seen Roy James dream make, Mighty Joe Young, he might not want to say that no more.
Well, one thing about that conversation that big call, I had Mighty Joe Young and Roy and them on the phone, so they talked. And Mighty Joe Young and them being a champion, they actually were trying to get Roy to come to Bradenton. And Roy, you know, had to check with his crew, so he said he didn't know if he could just make that trip to Bradenton. But Roy did tell him he didn't have no problem running him, so he's just not sure if he'll be able to get that car to Bradenton. So, but he did say he didn't have no problem running him.
Well, I think that would be I would love some of these champions to get challenged. The whole point of the grudging belts are to promote grudge racing. And, you know, and then we got to make sure that everybody understands that when you're a grudgy champion, if you get called out, you know, you can't run but 30 days. So, you know, that might be something that we need to make sure that happens. That's the first time the OJACs, they don't want to run him. They don't want to run Mighty Joe Young. Tony Wright don't want to run him. Looker 5 feet don't want to run him. Mike Hill tried to run him. Let me say this quick before we get mad with me. You know, he did the thing on Mike Hill. And so, I mean, Mighty Joe Young needs somebody to challenge him for that belt, so let's try to make that happen. Now, the next thing I said, back half champion is, Mo Green. That's a team again. Now that they got it, they sitting on it. You know, the only person I heard that was looking for him was the Shadow, but that hadn't happened yet. So that's somebody else that's looking for some action. And all you got to do is put up 5 foot and lock them in. And you know, that's all it is. And, moving on beyond that, we're talking about national belts. The Fulton boys hold the Extreme 28 belt. The Extreme 28 belt is being held by the Fulton boys. And they have not been challenged. They have not been challenged since they got the belt. Also,
but nigga challenged them. Tell me this, hold on. But don't they get that? Don't they get they? How long have they been now? Something wrong with they motor or something, ain't it?
That ain't got nothing to do with calling them out. If you call them out, they got 30 days. You know, a man pretend his motor's down forever. You know, you got, you know, until somebody lock him in, it's a done deal.
I'll lock them. I don't lock them in.
Well, then we'll make that official tomorrow. That you know, they pick the location, the date and the location within 30 days. So we'll make that happen. So DJ Grant locking in. But moving on down, the extreme G body. Was formerly held by the Gangsta Boo, and it's now vacant. We're looking for a shootout so that belt can be put in somebody's hand. So there's a small block, the state belt. Let me go back to the extreme 29 belt is held by Stevie Jackson. Hey, stop that talking. That's somebody trying to talk.
Give me a second.
Hello. Stevie Jackson, I talked to Stevie Jackson this weekend, and Stevie Jackson said, anybody that try to lock him in, you already got the back tie. That's his contribution because he said, I can put that belt in retirement also. I apologize. I forgot about BET. BET, how you doing? I apologize for not opening your mic. I did it intentionally, but damn, I put around and forgot you. But now, just hold on, BET, because once you start, it's hard to stop you. But also, Butt Naked is the Alabama Extreme Champ. We also got in Mississippi, Big Clark, who is the belt holder in Mississippi?
Big Ken, man.
Big Ken is the Georgia State Champion in trucks. And, did you give? You hadn't given away any belts out of Mississippi yet?
We gave away two of them. The Speed and Bullet has one. He's a Pro Mod, Mississippi State champion here in Mississippi.
What
and we got Jason with the black S10 has a small block nitrous belt.
All right, see that's some good action right there. We got two Pro Mod champions, state champions that really close to each other. That's something that you know that ought to be a little trouble right there. So. And Atomic Dog, what belts have you given away out there? Atomic Dog, you there? Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me open Atomic Dog's mic up. He's talking, but we can't hear him. Atomic Dog, go ahead.
Yeah, we just gave away this Saturday, yo. Jay, Texas Bad is grudging. Texas Bad is back half, Bill. So we're going to be working on trying to get a couple more bills from these guys out here.
We're actually
going to tell you right now, we're definitely going to have to try to get a pro-mod, Texas pro-mod bill out here. So we got some big cars out here, and we're going to see what happens.
That's something we can do, that. But now let me ask you this. Do you want the Mississippi Promo champ to come over there and show y'all how it's done?
We'd love for him to come out next race. Roy James got a race January 19th, I believe, and, you know, we're talking about trying to get something off here tonight. You know, we got a big race. If it don't happen ever, because a lot of things going on, we sure would love to have it April 6th out here at AT&T. I got all roads lead to Texas, and we're going to try to have some kind of pro mod shoot out of that room.
Just remember, you know, that that these champions,
they need to,
go ahead.
Well, I'm sure they want their Mississippi belt. February 9th is coming up. All they got to do is come on and challenge them.
Well, I bet you won't do one thing, Clark. I bet you. Now, let me say this softly, Clark, because you know what Atomic Dog feel about you, so I'm going to say it softly.
You got to read it feel like that, because I'm number 3 this week.
Oh, okay.
That's good, man.
you know, it might be all right there, you know, right now, you know. Are you saying you behind Atomic Dog or in front of Atomic Dog this week?
I'm in front, man.
God, no, boy, you in trouble.
I finally met Miss Sharon for the first time face to face out there in Texas this weekend, and she looked like she was tired and ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I believe Atomic Dog had worked the overtime but could not beat it.
Boy, you lucky. Hey, Clark, you lucky you made out my deck. Call. Anytime you beat the Atomic Dog, boy, he draw on you quick. Clark, have you talked to Miss Sharon and asked her, make sure that she put your store up? So, you know, Atomic Dog, he got the inside scoop now, you know.
I'm already looking to fall back to number 7 or 8 this week because, you know, I just can't beat it 2 weeks in a row like that. You know? So he gonna make sure Miss Sharon be on our job this week.
He's been working overtime. Now you know, Miss Sharon is, and let me tell you this: if we all had a Miss Sharon, boy, we all could, boy, because she is the best of the best when it comes to I'm gonna call her AA, you know, and you know, she on top of the job. Do you agree with me,
I agree 100%, Jay. I'm gonna tell you something. I had a chance to talk with Miss Sharon out there this weekend. And man, just the thing that she told me she do for Grudge Inc.
Yeah.
Tommy Dog. I mean, you know, it's not replaceable, Jay. I mean,
yeah.
You know, she's a hell of an asset to Grudge Inc. and Tommy Dog. You know, she does flyers, she does all the posting and all that. So I mean, man, that's a big thing. I mean, you know, my hat's off to her. She's worth every penny.
Yeah, that's right. I
appreciate what she do. You know, she gonna be A1. She gonna stay on top of it, and she been an asset to what I do. And you know, hey, she came on with it, man. We've been kind of working everything good, and she's gonna be put out there. Hey, she gonna take care of it. So, like Carl said,
yeah.
I guess I worked pretty good this weekend. So I looked around, she was sitting down on the tail, and I looked at her and said, hey, come on, head through, you're sitting down on me. You sat down on me. She looked at me like, you crazy. Yeah, I kind of worked pretty hard this weekend, but hey, we had to do what we had to do, man. So we made it what it was. So at the end, we looked at each other and you know, looked at the people, and everybody had a good time. Wasn't no wrecks, all the same. So, hey, I tell people doing these races is a lot more work
and what a person thinks it is, at the end of the night, you always going to have somebody complaining this and that. But hey, you do a race, you bet 75%, 80%, you had a successful race. It's just hard to bet 100% because you never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. But hey, if you get 75%, 80%, people successful, hey, things are great. And I do have to say, I appreciate everybody for supporting and coming out, and I appreciate what Sharon do. It was a successful race to end the year down here. So we're looking forward to 2013 and supporting other races throughout the East Coast. Big Clark, we're looking to come to your show. We're looking to come to Booms and some other shows out that way. We're going to try to make, you know. So we're going to try to hang in there and support Grudge. We can stand behind it and put this thing, like everybody know, you got to unify in order to make it happen. You got to unify.
That's a good word, but you take that. And that's one thing that I want to, you know, that's something that I tried to say a little earlier that, you know, I want, you know, sometimes people, they keep saying that people get the wrong understanding for what Grudge Inc. is. Grudge Inc. is not trying to take over your identity. Grudge Inc. is not trying to replace who you are. We're just trying, Grudge Inc. is trying to be a platform in which draws everybody together for the benefit of all. You know, no more, no less. You know, everybody realized that this weekend, that was the Atomic Dogs race. Atomic Dog is an individual. Now, he is a member and associate of Grudge Inc., but that was his effort. Big Clark is an individual, you know, that when they put on these races, they are individuals. Some kind of way, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that Grudge Inc. do not take over your identity. It's just an effort to unify to make everybody better. That's all. It don't replace who you are. If you're a piss poor promoter before you come to Grudge Inc., then Grudge Inc. ain't gonna want you. But if you're a good promoter, you will remain a good promoter, and you only go higher with the assistance of Grudge Inc. So, you know, all that being said, I got a couple of calls, y'all. Bear with me a minute. 773-4309. 773-4309. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
No, it's this Big Will, Jay. My phone had dropped.
Big Will, everything feel good with you?
Feel good, boss.
Okay, all right, let's go down a little bit further. 708-708-0478. 708-0478. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
What's going on, Jay Bond? This is Smitty from Set on Kill. How's everybody doing out there?
All right, man, everybody.
What up, Smitty?
What's going on, Greg? How's everybody doing? Leon, you whooped us, huh? 3-4 years ago.
It don't matter. I whoop y'all. The man asked me how I whoop you, and I told him the truth. What, you want me to tell a lie?
That was 3-4 years ago. Leon, we still learned the car.
Hey, I don't know anything I did. The man asked me who I whooped, and I told the man who I whooped.
Right,
so what's the problem?
You going to Big Claude's race.
I'll be in the South. I ain't no telling what tracks I'll be at. I'm going to a race.
We want to get back, man. You get this 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
We want a little get back.
Okay. That's not
all
a
right,
problem.
Just admit it. You know, we love for y'all to straighten it up and let me know. And
in-house thing.
If you did it to him 4 years ago, you got to, you know, do it to him a little recently so I can. So
he whooped us. We just bring the car, we learn the car. We got a good handle on it now. We want a little get back. That's all.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Smitty, is a rematch possible?
Yeah, we just asked once we get back. He said, we're going down to Big Clark's race in February. Quite sure it's possible. Give me out what Biz again.
It's King Biz now. It's King Biz.
I'm sorry. King Biz.
There's a couple of kings out here. There's a lot of champions, but there's a couple of kings. We got King Scooby. And King Beard. So we got a couple of kings, you know, a lot of other champs, and oh my goodness, y'all, you done messed up. The king, let me let everybody know.
Huh?
All right, let me let everybody know. Listen, The king is coming. If y'all would bear with me for a minute, y'all, everybody would please stand up and turn your back or you can't look the king eye to eye. The one and only, the governor of Illinois, the king of the Midwest, King Ben!
Yeah, Jay, was my name brought up?
No. Yeah,
what's
you,
my name?
Is this thing like when the folks talking about Candyman? I mean, if they say your name a certain amount of time, do you just instantly come on?
I just, you know, somebody just sent me a text, told me to call in. My name, somebody said something about my name.
Good.
And you know,
no,
I'm
no,
like,
three or 4 years ago, man.
All I know is I watched The Wire, and Marlo said my name is my name. I got to protect my name. My name is my name. I got to protect my name. So, tell me who's insubordinate, Jay.
King Biz, all I know, a man had said earlier in the show.
Hey, Biz.
We were trying to kick Wick in the ass, and Wick asked him who in the hell he ever beat, and he said he beat Biz. Said on kill. And so
Wick did beat me.
Not Wick. Wick just asked a question. And this man said he whooped, set on kill as Biz. And then he just here in the last 10 seconds said he got to whoop Biz ass again. So that's where at that point you instantly hit the button.
I ain't lost in Wick beat me, but before that I ain't lost in about 2 years. But who said that?
And he still he whooped your ass 4 years ago. And he said, a win is a win. Damn it. You know, he's still your daddy.
Who, Chemo?
No.
Ooh.
Big Will, what's that?
What happened?
Hey, King Ben, man. everybody went quiet on when King Ben came on. What happened to everybody?
Ben.
Yeah.
This is Leon. They asked me who I whoop, and I said I didn't whoop Ben before. And he said, no, you whoop Biz. You whoop Biz. You got to go, you got to run Biz, Biz next man, like that. And I said, no, I whoop Biz before we ran, and I came out as a winner. I don't know, it's been a while, but I whooped you. That's all I told him.
Man.
But then he came on and said, you whooped us. That was 4 years ago. I just asked. And I answered the question the best of I could. And Spitty Cat on said, we like to go back.
But now let me ask you this. One question. You did beat Biz. Biz didn't deny. But can you beat Biz again?
I don't know what I could do with that Biz right now. But I would try him again. If we had to run, I would try him again.
Now,
I always got to give a man a chance.
Leon,
he gave me a chance.
Real important. This is real important. You got to answer this question for me. Real important. Do automatic scrub when they change gears?
Yes, they do.
They do scrub when they change gears, Leon?
I hate that again.
Like, I ask you, do automatic scrub when they change gears?
And that go both ways.
Now, I ain't heard you. I didn't actually hear you going reverse, because if you would have went in reverse, I would have heard your bag up bell ringing. But I promise you, it sounded like that you were scrubbing when you were going to second. Is that true or false?
First of all, I'd rather for Biz to speak for that instead of Smitty than speak for it, because Biz is the owner. Smitty don't like what I said, but. See, Biz can take a loss just like anybody else. If Biz feel like he want to run because of they boosting up, that's fine and dandy. But Smitty the man got no say so to speak on that.
Can you duplicate that win in 2013? Yes or no?
Don't say that and tell no lie. Billy, just like the last race. I don't know what happened. He don't know what happened. Oh, we got to get on that line again.
I hear that scrubbing sound again.
I'm here,
Jay.
Now,
you want me to write a check?
Hold on, hold on. We can stop. Hey, I ain't got but a few minutes, Jay.
Somebody got a lot of background noise, Jay.
That's me. Let me go ahead and finish what I want to say so I can go ahead and cut my mic off so y'all can get back to the show. Leon, you want those troubles, man. And Lena.
Hey, Biz. I want any trouble, guys, it's right in my path.
Okay, well, okay, let's lock in 500. Let's lock in 500 on 15. Let's lock in 500 on 15 or better, and Lena.
Okay,
you know,
okay, this is what I'm going to do for you. I ain't going to overload my ass. I'm already locked in with chemo. If me and you going to run, we're going to have to run after I run chemo now. After I whoop chemo ass in, I'll run you. Other than that, I ain't going to lock in too many races. I'm already locked in one race. I'm locked in Hattiesburg with chemo. Head up.
Well, you ain't locked in with chemo yet.
Well,
but,
chemo going to lock in. Ain't no if and buts about that.
Okay,
we ain't got no status.
Okay,
me and him going to lock that in.
But see, you talking about Hattiesburg. I'm talking about that big clock race on the ninth. That's before chemo.
I don't want to do that one. I do it in Hattiesburg.
We can lock in on because we both going. We can lock in something like 300 on 1,000 or better.
Biz, the only reason why I won't do that because if I break
my car.
I'm
gonna get off the phone. I'm gonna get off the phone. All right, no problem. All right,
Biz. Damn. Hey, Leon.
Hey, Jay, close my mic. Close my mic, Jay.
Hey, Leon.
Oh, Lady A, please close my mic.
Yeah, I'm listening. I thought I tried the best transmission, man, it was in Chicago, man. You going in reverse. What the hell going on?
Hey, look. It's one thing about it. Let me overload my ass. I got to take one thing at a time. It took me 9 months to get it, so ain't no way I'm going to just try to lock in those two races. I'm going to deal with one thing at a time, and after that, who's next? I'm coming to gamble.
Yeah, but Leo, you can't run one race at a time. But the thing of it is, you said you didn't want to do it in Atlanta. You wanted to do it in Hattiesburg. I mean, what happened with that?
But me and Chemo locked in and run in Hattiesburg.
Okay, why you don't want to run in Atlanta?
But I already locked it. That's the thing going, man. I got to run them back. That's the whole thing. I got to run them back.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Clark. Hey, Clark, can you hear me?
Hey, Jay, somebody got a lot of background noise, man.
Hey, is Clark still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Come on, Leo.
Hey, listen. If you like to see that dude, won't you lock that in for me?
I'm not gonna
write no check. My ass can't cash down. You gotta stop somewhere down the line.
Hold on. Hey, Leon, hear me out. I just got a call. That's what I just did. And I got a man that just locked it up for you, Leon. So you got your wish, sir.
What's that, Clark?
Gadget just locked it in for Leon.
To run Biz and Lena.
Right, exactly. Gadget gonna put up your $300 lockup, Leon.
Hey, Drag, this video. I love Biz. No.
Okay.
Leon, I heard y'all. Leon got quiet. He got quiet. Now, what's up, Leon?
Okay. Okay, I ain't get quiet. If he locked it in for me, okay, we gotta get it on, man.
Okay, Gaddy's gonna put up your $300 punk out money, okay?
Okay.
All right, and who gotta pay off that the rest of it?
Don't you worry about that year race.
All right.
Okay, Leon and Biz. You know?
Yep.
Let me call
Hey,
Drag. Can you get Biz back on, Drag?
Yeah,
I can't get him on, Smitty, because I'll lose my position. But,
okay.
Y'all call Biz.
Right.
Hold on. I'll get him on.
Okay. All right.
You heard what I said?
I could text him though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you, baby boy.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Anybody hear me?
We still on. We still on, Clark. I hear you.
Hey, it's Smitty. I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. That was my daughter calling. I'm expecting to be another granddaddy by 3 in the next couple of weeks, and she was checking in with me, so I was just making sure.
Hey, y'all. I got Biz back on the phone.
What's going on?
What's up?
Go ahead, Biz. Big Chris got something to tell you.
Go ahead, Chris.
Clark. Hey, get it locking that money up for Leon. You're Leon and Lena. He's going to put that $300 punch out money.
Oh, okay, so it's $300 on a thousand or better. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Leon?
That's fine.
Okay, we're gonna run by. Hold on. Let me get this. We're gonna run by. What's it? February. We gotta run by 4 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds good. I like to run in the daytime anyway.
No, let me change that. We gotta be in the staging lanes by 4 o'clock.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Hey, let me ask you this.
Flip a lane choice.
Hey, Leon.
Shut up.
Yeah, but Leon finna put the dogs on Biz's ass.
No, that's baseball. Watch him,
Leon.
I'm Leon. Watch him, Daddy. What's happening? Watch him, girl. Go get him. Hey, boy, get out of with that dog, man.
Get that killer back. Let me ask you this. Why y'all on? Is BET still on?
I believe BET got mad with you and called Mike Hill.
Wait a minute, son, bitch. You goddamn it. Yeah, I'm on. So long. Oh, my damn mic up. You know I'm going to get on here.
Timing is everything. That man award the one button, and now that we can't on the hot spot, BET ain't got shit to say.
And they made everything for Saturday.
Now, I got something to say, Jay. You fun as hell, boy. You know what? You gonna dig DJ Grant an ass whooping. You gonna get butt naked ass blowed out. You done got Leon in the hot seat. Got him at war with his goddamn comrade. And gonna get his ass blowed out. he ain't running nothing like he was 4 years ago. Biz ain't so. You done fucked up the church's money. Jay.
Goddamn! Look here. Listen. I got a man here that said he been holding for 41 minutes. I'm gonna see if he lying or not. Let me see. 224. Where's that area code at, y'all? 224-224-6386. Where are them folks from?
That might be Northern Illinois. That could be Northern
right.
Illinois, 224.
224-6386 on the Obama phone. Give us your name, please. He don't want to talk. Now he's ashamed he got the Obama phone. 224-6386 on the Obama phone. Speak up. He don't want to talk, y'all. Oh, well, let me say this. The Mitt Romney phone. Let's see what that works. No, it didn't work out.
I got one, too. I know it. Hey, Jay, see if you open up Gadget Mic, 1093.
1093. Chris, this damn this is so long, man, I can't see all these motherfuckers. Hold on, there you go. Hell, he wasn't even on here. Gadget, before you start talking, before you go try to go down on somebody's ass, let me ask you one question. Did you see that picture that I took of you over there at, over there where the hell Wick from?
Yeah.
Holly Springs.
Yeah, that's Holly Springs. Wick, I mean, Gadget, that's a sharp ass
picture.
I don't care what you say, that's a sharp ass picture.
Oh yeah,
y'all
a good
ain't seen that. Y'all go on Grudging.us and look at that picture. Look up, go on Holly Springs. You can't miss this picture. So Gadget is planted. Them damn front tires about 6-8 inches, looking for some ass. Am I lying, Gadget?
You right.
Gadget, what do we owe the pleasure of you calling in tonight? I know normally, you know, you're a man that don't speak many words, and so anytime you come on, it's something important that you got to say.
No, I listen to all the shows. Now, it's not a show that I don't listen to. I listen to all the shows. No, I was just trying to figure out why Leon wasn't trying to lock this shit up, because Edwin, I locked it up for him. Fuck it.
And you know Leon was scrubbing gear. Leon is, let me tell you this, guys. Leon is applying for the governor of Indiana. And, you know, DJ Grant almost got a damn rule put in place that if you don't race in 6 months, you can't be a radio host. And then and Leon's claim to fame is a race 4 years ago. So I don't know what the hell we're going with this one. He didn't lie now, you know, he didn't lie. And then he didn't lie. So I mean, you know, I mean, but it, you know, everybody know that it's a what have you done for me lately world. Now hold on 1 second, y'all. I got to go out to Virginia and talk to my man Joe. Joe, are you still in Virginia? God damn. Joe, are you still in Virginia? Y'all send a carrier opinion. Joe is out there. It just take him a minute to get the message because it's a long-ass way out there. As soon as Joe, when you get this message, his echo, it take a minute for the damn sign to travel. Joe, when you get this message, pick up. You know, it take a time. You know, go out there, man. Joe, I want to make sure there ain't none of them out. There's a group called the Four Agitators out of Virginia, and we've been trying to, run them down. The Four Agitators. So, Clark, if you ever hear about Four Agitators, go down there. It's quick. Don't even ask no question. I already told him, Clark, that the gap. I said, the Nightmare going to gap them, Grant going to gap them, Butt Nick is going to gap them, B is going to gap them. It's four of them, so that's four of them right now. And the Four Agitators ain't called in yet. And, let me go down this thing a little bit further. And Smitty got mad with Leon, but Leon said he didn't give a shit. Let me go down a little bit further. Fred is on here. Big Fred, what's going on?
What's up, J. Bond, Big Greg, everybody?
What up, Big Fred?
Oh, man, nothing much, man.
And, let me know about the action, man, that's coming out of Detroit, right? I mean, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Hey,
Fred,
Big Greg.
Yes, sir.
I got cut off last night on the phone, so I couldn't respond to. And I was trying to understand. Now the gentleman said that he's gonna give me the 3:30 last night. I had about 9 calls this morning, saying that the gentleman said from the Bus Motorsports that he would give me to the 3:30.
Yeah. That guy, the one that was speaking, said that he would give you to the 3:30, and he also said that he would run you with his car or truck, whatever it is that he had, head up. Now, Kimo defended you. Kimo told him to lock it up.
Okay, that's good. Look, Kimo and Lil Tony do have booking rights for the Fast Show Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do that.
So or Kimo tried to lock him in. But he wouldn't lock in.
So he was just talking.
Okay.
Well, that's happened to be a part of Bus Motorsports. You know, that's been an issue with them about getting them to lock in. They don't normally lock in. The one time that they did lock in, they ended up having to pay the lockup off, and I think that kind of what what's did it to them far as locking in. But, you know, but all the guys has been.
Saying that he going to Motorsports and they going to Bradenton, Florida, but they don't want
to
lock in with nobody, so don't nobody really believe they're going. Is that true?
Right, right. And they also is Avery is one of the Butts Motorsports members that stood three lugs up yesterday.
So the Butts tradition continues.
Well, I ain't going to really say that they got a track record of that, but I know
I'll
they
see it, Drake.
Didn't.
I'll see it for you. You ain't got to see it, Drake.
Hey, I said too. They discontinue. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey, let me ask you this, Drag. Have you seen Gadget's car?
Yes.
Do you know anybody that I can put on Gadget ad, but don't say it out loud. I want to kind of sneak it up on him. Anybody that I can kind of put on Gadget ad, I'm tired of that motherfucker pulling both ties up, you know, everywhere he go. I want somebody to stop that ad. Anybody you can recommend to me?
Well, you know, him and Three Lug done agreed to run. The only discrepancy now is the tie size. Three Lug told him if he get on 28s, he's going to run him head up. And I think he told him if he run his other tires, he need the brake.
Well, that's a big difference.
That's the back tie, Drag. The back tie, not the brake. The back
tie. That's the race Drag
I told him I'd get the back tie, man.
Three Lug said he wanted the brake. BT, you know what?
Drag, you negotiating that race. You negotiate that race, not Three Lug.
I'm going to find somebody that's got a video camera so you can feel like you got dog is
I got some pool. You the one ain't race. You the one ain't race. I race every weekend.
Dude,
you the one not racing,
so you go watch
so
racing,
you
go,
you probably
you go
about
watch
that
racing.
No,
I
no racing
I
is
got
is
racing.
Is on the show.
BT,
so,
listen,
don't draw
listen
me.
For a minute. Listen for a minute, BT. I got more racing by 1990 than you will ever get
that's
in your life.
That's then, man. That's then.
Okay.
It's over with.
You really get in the game and get, you know what I'm saying,
that's
deep in
with
this stuff, man. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing, bro.
You don't got closet, man. That's old with.
You don't got,
why
you
doing
don't
that?
Got nothing to do with
that
nothing.
That don't mean nothing now.
Hey, Drake, I haven't had one for the last 20 years. I've been had one. Running.
But that's then, Drag.
Dude,
that's then.
I got one right now. What you got, want to race, BT?
Drag, be careful now. Let me tell you this, Drag. When you start arguing with BET, keep your eye on them wig. He's trying to get around behind you. He's trying to get around behind you. Watch the wig. Keep your eye on him. You know, make both of them stand in front of you. Make
I'm just, all I'm saying, Jay, all I'm saying to Drag is he negotiating that race. That's not what Three Lug and Gadget talked about. Now he's stepping in and negotiating the race for Three Lug because he drive the car. And that ain't right.
BT. I drive several cars. And
we were talking about this particular race between him and.
When Three Lug book a race, majority of the times I'm not around since you know so much. You must be our videographer or something, God dog, because you don't know what's happening. The race was agreed to the two run, and before they locked up, I said, Three Lug, you make sure that y'all know what y'all doing, what tires are you going to have on the car. Three Lug said you got to have 28s on.
They had a race locked up until you spoke. Until you
this
spoke, the race was locked.
Hey, Gadget,
yeah.
I know you pretty fair and you pretty decent. Will you please put BET in your car? And I'm going to get him the back tie with Three Lug car.
He can't see over the dashboard.
Get that son of a gun a car seat. Get him a car seat.
All right. All right.
Put him in there. Now, there is a man that weigh under 200 pounds, and everybody know I weigh over 300 pounds. Put
well,
him in the car. I'm going to get him the back tie.
It's your fight with BET, and I then.
Hey. Hey, you should give me the back tie and the brake.
I'm giving you the back tie. Now, since
and
you want to shut
your
mouth about what you're going to do.
And the brake.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do to you since you want that. Since you said that I ain't got nothing running, I'm gonna take my car, give you the back tire, the clear, and the brake to the 8th mile with my car.
Well, you see what I'm saying? You talking about something that ain't even him, man.
Well, then quit talking
to the
racers, and you ain't got nothing to race.
You do the same thing here. You do the same thing here. You ain't got nothing to race.
I got a car.
You do the same thing.
Everybody knows you for having a race car. You know for having a video camera.
I got a car too, Drake. But I'm not racing the car. I'm racing the camera now. Yeah, I got one.
You ain't got no race car, bro.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you $100 when I come down south. Show me a race car with your name on the title. You got $100 coming immediately.
Make it $500. Better yet, make it $1,000. And
I'll
do
it. Y'all ain't glad somebody giving you anything. With me giving you a hundred, you won't be going to try to get somebody to change the name or their title and tell them it's your car.
For five hundred or a thousand,
you'll do that.
Would
you ever heard him say when grown folks talking, shut the F up?
I'm grown too.
Okay.
Hey, when Grudge Race, I'm gonna tell you something, then, Drake. When Grudge Race is locking in a race, then you shut the fuck up because you're not racing.
Okay.
Then you do that. If I do what you say, you do what I say. Then.
DT, you have no
negotiation
in drag racing.
You're not racing, Drake.
Drag racing, bro.
But you don't either.
DT has no relevance in drag racing.
You don't have no more than I do. Okay, my shit sitting in the yard. Your shit sitting in the yard. So that's a non-factor right there. All that past shit you talking about, the yellows in the closet.
My car is sitting in the heated garage.
That's where it's gonna be for the whole next year. That's where it's gonna be for the whole next year.
Well, what if I don't do nothing but show up with a car, or don't even talk about having a car? I have one. You have nothing.
I do too.
That's what's so irritating. You get on here.
I was racing before I picked the camera up.
You have nothing.
You yet to show anything. Just like
you
me. I haven't shown you mine. You haven't shown yours.
BT, you bumming rides to the race.
I'm not bumming nothing. You bumming the drag race. You bumming the drag race. Somebody else's car. Drive your own. You talking about how many you drive? Drive yours. Where yours at?
Boy, let me tell you
something. You have none.
Let me say this to you.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm
going to say something to you.
I've never been and will never be. I'm going to say this to you. When you hear grown folks talk, shut the F up.
I'm grown too. You ain't no grown than I am. I'm 45 years old.
Jay.
Playoff.
You look it. I believe that. You look it.
Well, I am. I'm that.
Hey, Jay. Get us back to some racers, man. This dude here, the name shouldn't even be.
You get so mad, Drag. When nobody pats you on the back for your past accomplishment, man.
I'm not willing to pat you on your back for your past accomplishment.
Now you mad at me? Because I'm not patting you on the back for your. This not Mississippi Joe you talking to, man.
I'm not mad at you, BT.
I'm not gonna stroke your ego. I'm not going to stroke your ego like you
stroke nothing with me, bro. Get on the internet.
I'm not
going to
stroke
your
ego.
That's what you do.
Why?
You don't have to stroke nothing with me.
I'm going to see spiders and cobwebs, man.
And another thing, if you want to check, not only do I got a driver's license, I got an NHRA pro-stock competition license. Okay, check that out, too, if you want to check some stuff out.
I tell you what. You like to brag about what you got.
I'm stating facts. I got shit on my resume back then, too. I'm not bragging on that. I have never heard you even have a race car.
That's what you said, though.
I'm saying
you don't know me, man. You don't know me.
Yo, that's what you said.
Nobody knows you, man. Nobody knows.
Atomic Dog, are you still there? I'm looking for Atomic
Dog.
Nobody
knows you. It ain't that I don't know you. Nobody knows.
Big Dog, Atomic Dog.
I'm here.
Hey, Atomic Dog. I'm trying to keep this bulldog and this chihuahua from fighting, man. Can you help me out, please?
Hey, I want to say something to that, Jay.
Okay.
First of all, BT, why do you always pick the biggest motherfucking drag race to fuck with, man?
Hey, Clark, now you know me, Clark. I'm afraid of no man, man. I don't give a damn if he was 7 foot tall, 400 pounds.
I mean,
he do not fit me, man.
BT, listen,
man.
BT,
that damn fight dog come in snapping and growling at every damn body.
He got damn chihuahua trying to fight a goddamn rottweiler. What's wrong with BT, man?
Hey, I ain't want the same way in the yard, man. Hey, little Shih Tzu, goddamn it, he had a heart of a pit bull. Pit bull walked through the yard, he tatted nuts out. I'm the same way. I raised him like that. That's right.
I'm sure that we can talk about take to the Mississippi so that the BET can come down and then. I'm surprised at damn Wick. Now, Wick, I tell you, anytime you see damn BET swinging, hell, Wick take a swing every now and then.
Hey,
I'm surprised
hey,
Wick
Jay,
didn't say shit.
Jay,
huh?
It Wick fault. That's the motherfucker we need to punish. It Wick fault. It Wick fault, man. BET need to sit a little ass down somewhere, man, with that crazy shit.
Hey, I just said, listen, Jay, here's the thing, Jay. I just say shit that other motherfuckers want to say, but they ain't got the nerve to say. I don't give a fuck.
Man, listen.
I say it.
Hold on.
They want to say the same thing. They want to say the same thing, but they can't say it. I'll say it.
Wait a minute, BT. Who wanted to say that the drag, though?
Hell, it's 5 or 6. I'm on the phone right now. Didn't want to say it.
Well, goddamn it. Hey, listen. Listen, don't be scared to call his name, then. Come on.
You want to...
When you want that, then, Clark?
Hey.
You want to...
Hey,
you want to...
Hey, hold on. BT, you ever know... You ever seen any bite marks on my tongue?
Go tell him the truth, then, Clark.
Hey, well, you just found out about drag. I've been on it. So I mean,
I ain't talking about the past. Yeah, you won't talk about the past with drags and dicks.
No, I'm not talking about the past. I heard about drag too.
That ain't the fact. I'm talking about him. I didn't say hurry, BT.
I said
you said
I've been knowing the guy.
Okay.
Big Clark, I
want to say one thing. And it is to prove this no count nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? If I sit and argue with him, I belittle myself. You understand? That's why I shut up. Did I not come to Hattiesburg this year and go 2 rounds in Pro Mar? Did I not? Yeah.
Yeah, you did that. You did that.
I was there to witness that.
Oh,
it's over with, Carl. It's over with. I just this year run Pro Modified in Hattiesburg and went out in the second round. Okay, that's
okay. I witnessed that. But look how long you come Fat Tuesday. They come Fat Tuesday again.
BT, I hope that you don't drool on my car when you see it.
Drool on it. Hey, if that's something they showing me, if it ain't showing me nothing, I won't even turn the cam on.
You
lucky that. If it don't impress me, I won't even turn the cam on.
I bet you'd be the only camera that ain't on it.
I bet you. I don't need to talk down on you to make me look big, boy. When I roll up and roll it out the trailer, you just sit back and say, well, I'll be down.
He got a nice paint job on it.
Now, when you get through talking, I know you don't have nothing to race with.
As soon, you,
As soon as you get that, as soon as you get beside that black one, you already know what it is.
Mr. Cameraman, let me finish here, if you don't mind. Since you don't have a car to race, this is what I'm going to do for you for your money. You get up a number, you throw a number, and you bring it to me. And I'm going to show you, if it ain't nothing stupid, I'm going to knock it down on the board. And the board ain't got to show up for that money since you think I'm only pretty. That's what you do. Okay? You get your bankroll together, and I'm going to knock that number down.
Where you gonna try? So what you going to try to do is like you did me in Macon? Bet the odd the money.
I'm going, did you understand what I said? See what I'm saying?
I heard what you said.
You don't even know nothing about what's going on in racing, man. I just told you.
I heard what you said.
Okay, well, since you don't have a car.
But you've been saying a whole lot of shit all year, Drag. You've been saying all that.
You got to bag up some of that. That's all I'm gonna say.
You said it can't be outrageous. Huh? What you mean outrageous? Say you gonna knock it down. You know, you gonna knock it down.
I'm gonna knock the number down with a car with no nitrous on it. None. If you get me within a reasonable number, I'm not gonna even answer to any number that you say on open radio. You could walk up to me and bet me I can't run a number. And if I feel it's a number that, you know, that's within reason, I'm gonna lock the money up with you right then. I'm going to knock it down the first run and let you see that and take your little change and go on with it. Since you think I'm going to spend all my money in the paint job.
How are you, Dre?
You been on the race?
Yeah, I've been on the race. Baby
no,
boy.
Big Will. It's Big Will. I like to
Big
lock
Will?
In with you. Yes, sir.
He ain't locked in yet. How you gonna lock in?
I'm just saying we can bet.
I'm just saying too. He ain't locked in. So why you gonna lock in?
Just
like
my buddy Clark is down.
Money, man.
He's fixing some problems he got right now.
Man, that's your drag y'all hero. Drag y'all hero, man.
I don't want to be nobody's hero, man.
Who said that? He's my hero, and I'm willing to bet my money with it too.
Drag my hero.
Right, he's my hero, and I'm willing to bet my money.
It's not my problem or not my fault to be, you never was no racer, no drag racer, and I don't doubt
that. That's you saying that.
Don't doubt me.
I'm just not patting your ego, man. I'm not stroking
your
ego.
I do not need that, man.
Yes, that's what you're bucking for.
I'm mad, and I'm not
a racer because you ain't seen me race.
Yeah.
I only saw you race one time.
But you've been doing all this. First you said you ain't seen me race, now.
When you hit the wall, you weren't racing nobody.
Who? I ain't hit no wall, bro. I straightened that car up and brought it back. You was hoping I hit the wall.
Hey Jay, we need to move on, man. Getting silly. I just want to make sure, you know, I want to make sure that BET can get some sleep tonight. If he don't come on and get you know, aggravate the hell out of somebody, his night don't go right. So I had to make sure. I had to make sure he get his damn medications.
Hey!
Why is it? If he don't get his plus race out on the damn radio show, then, you know, she got to deal with his asshole.
Hey, Larry,
you sure right, Jay. I sure appreciate it.
Hey, Jay, can you get Larry in? He just called me.
There's only one person that has a BET.
You don't
want to
name
him?
Huh?
There's one person.
Tony Hitler right. He said, I hope he don't get into argument.
that's my hero. That's my hero, Dolomite.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. That's right. And then Tony got on Mississippi Joe one night, man. Shit.
Well, you know, Dolomite, you know this is the job I chose, Dolomite. I got to create action. If it don't be no action, it's not no excitement. It's not fun to me. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. And they get mad at me for what I do. I chose to do this. You chose to do what you do. The next man chose to do what he do. This is what I do. I enjoy doing it, you know? Whether it's rough fellas or make them mad and want to fight, I fight too, you know? I can fight.
You can't rip old boys for getting his girlfriend to buy his
ass. Yeah, but nigga.
Yeah,
but nigga. Hey, that shit crazy. But nigga, hey, I told but nigga.
So bad, he put his old lady on you.
Hey, you're right. I told but nigga, I'm gonna do his old lady. I'm gonna do something to his old lady what he should have done a long time ago. Beat her motherfucker. Somebody come out, body slamming me. Okay. All right, I done shut the show down, Jay. It's over with. I done big spirit. Hey, I draw it on the idol, American Idol today. American Drag Racing Idol.
Now, I want you to know, I want to say this, and I want everybody to appreciate the fact that the champ, Mississippi Joe, Mike, has been open, and y'all know ain't nobody get up under his skin more than BET, and Joe ain't said nothing, and, you know, normally, you know, Joe, you know, just to hear mention of BET's voice, Joe goddamn start growling, so I want to give...
He don't want no trouble. Big pops and shout out to Joe.
All right, shouts out to Mrs. Joe for not jumping in on that shit and getting chance to skin BET ass up. Got to get that shout out, cause y'all know that shit was hard for him. Now y'all know it was hard. I was trying to see if we lost Big Clark. Let me see here. I don't know if I tried this 284.
No, I'm on here, Jay. I'm on here.
The damn computer lines in the clock. It said you got dropped.
No, I mean, I did drop. I called in on gadget phone.
Okay. All right. Did we ever go to 284-0347? Let's see. 284-0347. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please.
Hey, what's happening, folks? What's happening, Jay?
What's happening, baby?
Not too much. I'm just calling in, listening, support the show. BET, man, be nice, man. Come on. You're keeping blood pressure riled up.
Hey, this is what I do, Kev.
Hey, Kev. That little bouncer just had to find something to get into. He does a little wrestling, the motherfucker. He had to find something to get into.
Me and BT, we had our battle, but you know what? He all right with me. You know, that's his thing. I already, like you said, I already know he's like in the people's skin, so I don't even listen to it no more. But I enjoy him. I'm enjoying him, you know, when he do his thing. I know that's him.
Hey, look, he ought to be glad it's not Friday, because if it was Friday, Mississippi Joe, a light ain't on his ass.
You know what he'll do? You know what he'll do, Clark? Mute my mic.
Hey, look, whatever you need to do to get, I think he had to mute your damn mic, get it point across, BT. You just won't shut the hell up.
BT got to have the last word, man. Got to.
Well, let me go back up here. We got a long list of damn folks. We got a damn good show. A whole lot of folks calling in, a lot of shows. Let me see. if anybody, you know, my thought for the night was, who do you support? The who do you support? The promoter or the track or both? DJ Grant, let me hear what you got to say about that quickly, please.
Both. I already said it one time, Jay. You done forgot.
No, so this is going. We get to the end of the show, so I'm trying to kind of bring it back around.
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, you want to support the, you know, a lot of times I'm going, you want to support the promoter, but you are, you know, I try to support both. But probably in most cases, you're probably going to promote the promoter first and the track second, but both.
Well, hold on, let me say this, Donna, since you damn already said that. I need to get to Dolomite. Dolomite, you on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I want to let everybody know, if y'all have not seen, go on grudgeek.com. Dolomite got a new website. Dolomite, tell us about the website.
Oh, I appreciate that. I put my own little video website up, man, for people to get a chance to do my videos and see what I'm capable of doing with a camera. And if they decide to partake and buy one of my DVDs, they are ready to be shipped. And also, I'm putting links on there, which I just did tonight, which you can click on the Grudge Inc. logo, and it takes you straight to grudgeinc.us. So for all the people that have visited my site that don't know much about Grudge Inc., hopefully because I'm going to be putting it on Google and stuff like that, you know, they'll be able to click and see what the website is about on that end, too. But it's just an avenue to give people a chance to, because everybody always asks me, what's your website? Hell, I felt so foolish so many times saying I don't have one, so I just went ahead and got me one. It's pretty good. Nice. Just go to DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com with an S on the end of videos. DolomiteGrudgeVideos.com. And you'll see I put up some pictures that Jay off of grudging.us as well. So and some videos and stuff up there, and everybody get a chance. You get a chance, man, check it out. Click the like button. Help out on that end, and hopefully you'll partake and get a video from it. But one thing about your topic too, Jay, is that man, we need to support everything that's dealing with an event that's good and positive, you know. The track has to get support, man, because really we ain't got that many tracks left. I mean, tracks are dwindling down and going out of business because the economy's bad and so on and so forth. So if you get a chance to go to a person that's promoting a race, then you definitely need to support the track too, because we need to keep out as many tracks around as we can, because Big Drag can tell you, because he's been around a long time, BET can tell you, tracks are dwindling down, man. I mean, there's a lot of them used to be right by me. You know, Jay, that are gone.
Right.
You know,
right.
I had one that more than 5 minutes, if that, from me, shut down because a rich lady got tired of the noise, bought the track so she could shut the track down. And that's how we lost our damn, you know, so.
Hey, can you,
know,
you can you tell her to move it close? Can you tell her to move it to it, kind of, so she can get tired? So she can get tired of that motherfucker making, so she can buy it and close it down?
Yeah, I tell you, man.
That wasn't a bad thing.
That's it. They do some things. So, yeah, like I said, man, we support good racing. So, you know, that's everything positive and positive about it, man. We all need to support because, like I said, ain't no telling how long these tracks and everything gonna be around. So support everything. Racers and promoters that are doing positive things and track on. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up. Going back down, Leon, did you ever wake up? Y'all don't know, Leon is applying for the governor of Indiana and a radio show. But about an hour in, he went to sleep, so I ain't heard no more from him. Leon, you there?
He might be on mute, Jay.
Hello?
Leon, there you go right there. He probably, I see
Leon.
He was on mute. Go ahead,
yeah.
Leon.
I was going to give them one of my clients their car. I was working on their car.
Hey,
they gave me their car. Hey, I'm back.
Jay, I got a text message for Jay.
Okay.
I don't know how you're going to take it, Jay, but somebody named Whit from 901 Bad Boy's daddy said to tell you, fuck him. With 901 Bad Boy's daddy said, fuck him. So his daddy said, fuck
hey,
you, I guess.
You know, I can always count
on Wick's
I can always count on Wick's daddy to try to fuck me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jay, that's rough, man.
Every time I go around
with daddy, man, that man always hunting on my leg, man. He needs to stop that shit.
Well, y'all rough, man.
Hold on. But listen, I have been fucked by Wick Daddy. It ain't something I'm proud of. But hey, that's just what it is. You know.
You see, sometimes I got up on my website of you and Wick Daddy shaking hands and looking like y'all love each other. You ain't seen that up there, have you?
Yep, but you held to his hand. He had one hand shaking my hand and he had the other hand planted firmly on my ass. I'm telling you, short man. That man liked me more than folks think. You know, y'all know we officially call where Wick at? Is Wick on there? Wick, what happened to you? Your daddy called in for you. Now he all shame and shit because
his dad told him what the hell he trying to run DJ Grant out the back door for.
Yeah, he done sent him a text on that too, Grant.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's going to happen? Be by the time that comes, they going to say we ain't going to run out the back door. My crew said they don't run out the back door.
You already knew it.
What?
You know what? You know how y'all are embarrassed Wick now.
Or either
you know
he gonna say the track, either he gonna say the track owner said, "Ain't they ain't gonna run no quarter mile. We got to run an eighth mile."
They gonna change
you know,
that.
For real, Leon. It's something for y'all to think about. You and Wick both, DJ. Hattiesburg. Last year shut the quarter mile down because they had a couple wrecks. I think it was or. A couple walk down, I don't remember exactly. And they shut the quarter mile down. So if y'all do plan on running a quarter mile that weekend, probably your best chance going to be at Big Clark and Gadget Race.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, Lena. I've never been there. I think they say Lena, I think, is a little better.
Lena is a nice place. You know what I'm saying? That track is it's got a lot of concrete, too. Yeah,
Lena's a very nice track. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really wouldn't even consider doing it at Hattiesburg. Not
but DJ,
yeah.
Hey, you know what he going? You heard him last night say he don't know Lena. The car don't know Lena, so you gonna have a problem down there too. But I'm just saying what he said tonight. He wanna run it. He run you out the back door. But that's gonna change.
That's gonna change.
And I want to let everybody know that Rick said that he got the baddest. I don't know. I can't understand all this damn Chevrolet talk, but he got the baddest conventional headed.
I just got a call from somebody that know a little bit more than I do, DJ. He told me that the reason that they shut it down the quarter last year because it was rain. You know, the water was bleeding back.
Yeah. It rained a lot prior to Fat Tuesday.
That's one thing I know about them tracks down south, especially over Mississippi. If they get like 2 or 3 days of rain, you know, and then we got number one day before the race, it kind of bleeds the water back, you know, for some reason. I don't know, but I noticed that when we run down south.
They're not going to run the quarter mile drag.
Yeah, okay.
They're not going to do it. I talked to Rick today, but they're not going to do it.
Not at Hattiesburg.
I'm not an 8-mile. I didn't grow up 8-mile racing, and I really wasn't a fan of it, but I'm starting to get to the point where I'm liking it more because it's safer for the racer, safer. And then it's less wear and tear on the car.
That's true.
Yep, yep, yep. And then you get them faster cars, man. You know what I'm saying? Them dogs gonna start getting over 200 miles an hour, boy.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see about that. I probably that was mine. Just get the huff in that eighth of mile.
I don't believe he's gonna race.
I don't think he is either.
I know he ain't gonna race.
But I'm gonna have a small block for him, small block nitrous car on 29s for him in the eighth of mile to watch and see. He ain't gonna go with that one.
Well, y'all know one thing about Whit, he gonna run now. That's something.
I'm not gonna discredit him as a racer. He's a hell of a racer now. I like him for that concern. But the thing is, you know, you say my name, I'm coming.
Right.
That all? Yeah, we're a race now, he'll chase goddamn. If you don't believe you're race, he'll chase.
Breaks with Tony, because that one race we was there, man, it was clearly Wick them had Tony strung out.
When he red light. Oh,
that was another the second one. The red light was the second one. But I'm telling you, that first run when Wick them run Tony, they had Tony number, man. But he broke his trance. He was out, you know, a car and a half or so, you know, pulling him and broke the trance.
I know that eighth. He gonna be hard. I can't 60 with him.
Yeah.
I still got a little work to do with get on my 60.
Well, don't worry about that, Grant. They don't pay on the 60. They pay on the 660.
Yeah, I know that.
Don't even worry about the damn. Let him have. They pay the money that the damn thing.
I already know it.
You know,
but I'll say mine ain't where I want it to be. Don't get me wrong. That's all I'm working on pretty much the front half.
Seen at 41, man, that car gets it hard for it to be a turbo car off the starting line.
It's gonna get a lot harder, Drag, I can promise you that.
Grant.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about this, Grant. I got a question to ask you. Do automatic screw up from first to second? I'm just checking because I heard earlier. I heard Wick automatic scrubbing. I heard Smithers automatic scrubbing.
Mine ain't scrubbing.
Mine
ain't scrubbing, Jay.
I didn't think a fluid transmission was scrub, Jay.
No, it shouldn't, not Jay. It shouldn't.
I hear a lot of noise every night. Every now and then, I hear a lot of noise. Every time somebody, you know, certain conversations come up, I hear a lot of noise. Between that first and second shift.
They scrubbing.
I'm not studying Wit right now in no quarter, man. I mean, I'm just right now. I ain't even begun to do some extra work what we trying to do. But I mean, right now, I'm not studying about that back though.
You saying you're not studying because you don't want to race him, or you're not studying?
Cause
I you
said
don't
out the back though. Well, I don't care nothing about him. Period. Out that back though. I mean, ain't gonna do nothing but get worse, especially between now and then.
I'm gonna wait till that day come. That's all I can tell you.
All I want you to know is Wick is still on the line. He got a little embarrassed when his daddy called in. You know how them children in third grade when the mama come to the damn the school and everybody be shamed.
Keep on the
phone. I don't give a damn. I'm Miss Huckleberry in that quarter mile. I'm Miss Huckleberry. and he asked for it, so I'm Miss Huckleberry in the quarter mile.
No, I didn't want to bring this up, but Tommy Dog, you there?
Somebody sleeping.
Tommy Dog, what's up?
What's that?
I know your show gonna be off the chain tomorrow. I know it is. But let me ask you one question. I'm telling you, I heard some stuff through the grapevine, and you don't have to answer this. You can defer this question until tomorrow. But I heard that Tony Bynes, the great one, brought a knife to a gunfight when he came to Texas. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm going to say this in two ways. Anything Tony Bynes brings, he's going to have action with. Now, he didn't bring his best cars because it had a few breakers. But I have to say this. As BET and Clark, y'all was there, he did draw down on some cars, believe it or not, with the 7-Up car that shocked the hell out of me. So, in one sense, he brought a knife to a gunfight on everything that he was coming with. If people thought he was coming with, he had guys waiting there to chop his head off. But even though he brought a knife to a gunfight, he did take that knife and draw it off people. If you looked at what they had, you would have thought they had a gun. And actually, they did take him. So, you know, it's one of them things that, you know, get this close to the end of the year, some things happen. But he did try to make action one way or another with what he had. So I saw him drawing a couple of big-time cars with big blocks. I saw him drawing a big block rat motor with that small block. That big block was sitting over on 1533, and he drawed on that car and said, let's go, and they didn't go. And I just kind of shook my head. So even though he brought a knife to a gunfight, hell, he did still back down a couple of people, and it kind of surprised me that he did. So, you know, all you can do is do what you do when you get late to the end of the year. People break, and sometimes you can't get back up. So all in all, Jay, you know, it is what it is. We had a good time. They had a good time, and then that's all what matters. People come out and have a good time. So he made action with what he brought. He wouldn't run. Some people wouldn't run him. So, you know, you got to take it both ways. So.
Yeah, you got to. No, I'm going to give him his props because Tony will race. We all know Tony will race. And that's just the word I got. So yeah, he brought a knife to a gunfight. A couple of folks gave him hell, but like you said, he took that knife and damn ran several about the playground. So.
He bullied all the come up, you know, whether he was bluffing or not. I mean, some cars that I just knew should have went up there with him. They didn't, though, you know. He bullied all them, and they were a little leery, but, you know, the ones that were there waiting to pack that ass for him, you know, they were there waiting on him. I mean, Clark's missed him a nightmare, y'all. You and Tony, y'all had that car. Y'all know y'all would have had your hands for it that night. They was actually looking for that car there. They really were prepared to run that car. You know, so, but, you know, things happen.
At this point, you were saying, I just want to make sure that I'm saying, that you're saying what you're saying. It's still some ass whooping the Texans waiting on the nightmare.
Man, they can't wait to get Mississippi Nightmare. I don't know if Clark told y'all this, or did y'all saw it on the video when it was out before. Right. Last time Mississippi Nightmare was here, we had a back half car gave in a back tire. So just to let y'all know, when it tried, ain't that right, Clark?
You done fucked Clark up. Clark was down.
Hold on. Hey, tell me, dog.